person, but I definitely want to know. I'm like, dude, are you on TV? Like,
this is Robert Frank, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
I'm Tyrone, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve Dean Williams. So get on board, long dick style.
Steve the Dean Williams, give me your chain, punk. Yeah, sleep with your lights on. I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to themanmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
The following program is rated MAN. It contains real game. Learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her, having a woman respecting your every move, buying you gifts, cooking and cleaning with a smile, and knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, your discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
I got the man, I got the man, my set. Got so many girls on deck. Cause I got the man, my set. Let's go. When it come to dating, ain't nobody better giving you the insight, being hella honest, teaching you the game, just like that, time to connect with the man mindset, have fun, gotta come and learn with a real one, hosted by Steve the Dean Williams, get everybody talking when you step in the building, showing men how to pull women, go get them like, there's really no situation you can't handle, believe Steve giving you all the answers, when it come to dating, talking and texting, keep the conversation, hella interesting, and it don't matter if you're married or single, he's showing you the game, giving you the insight, you gotta be smooth, keep it cool, that's right, for the next date, you sure to have a good night, ain't no hesitating, time to level up, you think you a player, well it's time to be a better one, need to check Steve, that is who you need, got you pulling ladies so fast, you wouldn't believe, that's right, so tell me if you ready, we gon' get it poppin', ain't no doubt about it, you be dating with so many options, cause you know you got it, so fly, so fresh, yes, this is the man mindset.
It is, game, well wait a minute, I don't think you motherfuckers are listening. I said, it is game time!
All right. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. Welcome to the show. This is the Man Mindset Show. Gentlemen, first off, I want to give a shout out to all my dogs on the 15th. Y'all did a great service, and we ask you guys, go ahead and get the likes up if y'all can. Helps the algorithm out, but I just want to give a shout out to those guys first off. Say appreciate that. Also, guys out there, go ahead, gentlemen out there, if you're listening, go ahead and get your notebooks out. If you're texting a girl and you don't know what to say and you're having some trouble, put a T in there. If you have a question, put a Q in there. If you have a question, go ahead and ask it. And if a woman is saying something to you that is throwing you off and you just don't know how to respond and how to handle it, gentlemen, just go ahead and put a W and we got you covered. Want to give a shout out to all the chat room dogs out there. First, how you guys doing? Hope you guys are doing good. Guys, y'all want to call in. Y'all know the number. It is 563-999-3056. It is 563-999-3056. Shout out to all the ladies out there. Hope the ladies are doing good. Ladies, you know who you are. What's up, girl? You ladies, y'all know who y'all are. So just give y'all ladies a shout out and stuff like that. On my TikTok, guys, I dropped a new TikTok. I think it was like 3 in the morning. It was like almost 3:30 in the morning. So if you have me on TikTok, you can go ahead and check that out. I just hit you with a minute of a bar to let you know. But anyway, if y'all are joining us, hey, as I always say, guys, go and get your puzzle pieces. Go ahead and get your puzzle pieces, gentlemen. so you can begin the process of learning game. And this is what this is all about, learning game. All right, gentlemen, so make sure y'all guys get your puzzle pieces. Make sure if you want to call in, the lines are open. And we got a good show for y'all today. Got a deep show. You know, one of these shows like this, I usually don't do anything mainly on Fridays, but I'm doing something today. Can't do anything Saturday night because I'm going out with the boys, roll with the dogs to see Batman. But I think I should be able to do something on Sunday to keep carrying over what we're going to be talking about today, because we're not going to be able to get out everything we're talking about. Hey, J-Dog, shout out to you, man. Shout out to you. Appreciate the love, man. Thank you for the super chat. Much love to you, J-Dog. Thank you very much, gentlemen. All right, guys, let's get into it. Let me see if I can shrink the chat. There you go. That's better. Now I can read all the chats. All right, guys, again, if you have a question, go ahead and put a Q in there. I got you covered. If you want to call in, please call in. But this, guys, we're going to get deep again. We're going to get deep. We're going to get deep. Hey, T, right. Well, I'm about to find, I'm watching. Hey, T, I'm going to check that shit out, dog. I'm going to hold you to that, man. As you know, I'm sci-fi. I'm a big-ass kid. So, T, I'm going to check that out, man. I'm glad you gave me the up on that. I'm looking at, I heard it was dark. You know, I love dark. I love it when it's dark. But anyway, hey, I just shout out to all you guys out there. Hope y'all guys are doing well. Please get your notebooks out because we're going to get really deep. Now, I for a lot of guys, I got a lot of emails asking why I took that last thing down, because that kind of connects some of the stuff that you're going to get in the book. So I can't really give y'all – I just gave y'all a little bit of taste of the book. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to give you a morsel of the book. I don't want to give it all out. But what I want to say to you guys is that we're going to connect a serious dot here. We're going to connect a serious dot here to give y'all some clarity on something that y'all don't even know about. And the reason I'm going to really post this, nobody's talking about this, guys. I want to say everything you're about to hear right now is 100% authentic. It is coming from us, the man mindset. If you hear it from anybody else, gentlemen, then you already know somebody else is just riding us right here. Shout out to all you guys. Hope you're good. Guys, please get your crayons out, get your notebooks out, and listen. If I'm going too fast, please slow me down and with a question. There are no dumb questions, okay? Everything that I want you to be and everything I want you to be for yourself is a man that lives for himself, okay? A man that lives for himself, drives himself, and learns for himself. So we're going to talk about it, man. It's a good Friday for you guys, man. Hope you guys are locked in, locked and loaded, all you guys, man. We're going to go ahead and begin to chop it up, and let's speak on it. Let's talk on it. Since, I always talk about since December, gentlemen, you know, I always talk about, for so many of you guys out there, the problem with December 31st for so many of you young men. So many of you young men think December 31st is your awakening. Some guys think that if I can just lie to myself and tell myself something while this ball falls down for 10 seconds, that the next day I get a whole new me. Gentlemen, we're in the third month. And like I've always said, 98% of you guys out there are still the same. Some of you guys have read new books. Some of you guys have watched new YouTubers. Some of you have tried to get new perspectives. And yet, you're still the exact same. And see, the beautiful thing about what I'm going to tell you is, because see, most guys will say that. Then they'll say, well, hey, guess what? I got the answer. I got the secret here. And I'm the only one. It won't affect me. No, let me tell you something. To all my chat room dogs, you know I keep it 1,000 with you. I fall in this as well. Yes, It doesn't matter if it's me or any of those guys that push theory, any guys that push game, any books you read, you're still going to be the same we're going to talk about today, and you will always remain this way. And in the third hour, we will definitely talk about the shift. You know, second hour, we'll talk about, we'll do the man mindset creed, but we got to talk on this. Because this is where, and again, this is kind of, I can't go deep into it because the book is going to help y'all with that. But I need, it's very important that I give you guys clarity and understanding of the why. Why is it I feel so good sometimes, and then other times I feel bad? Why is it sometimes I think I got it locked down when it comes to putting my bid in with a woman, but then when I see her, I just don't know what to do? Why is it I think I got everything locked down with a text message, and then when I'm challenged, I don't know what to do? Why is it when I'm in a relationship with a woman and she disrespects me and I know I should leave her, but I just can't? Why? Why is this happening? Why am I not growing? Why am I not evolving? Why am I not seeing things the way I should see them, and why this is happening? And we're going to talk about that today, and that's what we're going to definitely talk about that. So guys, get your crayons out, get your questions out. Now, this is going to carry us over maybe into Sunday and Tuesday. I mean, this is a huge one. There's just so much to unpack here with your questions. And if y'all call in, I don't know if I can unpack it all in one show. But I'm going to take my time and break it down, because nobody's going here. Nobody's pushing this. The one thing that the PUAs knew. All right, let me explain. In 2002, maybe it was 2003 or 4. I don't remember the year. Sorry, I don't remember the year. I was invited to join a group. I didn't know what group I was joining, because I was kind of like beating my own drum, just like I'm going against them red pill motherfuckers right now. I was going against the PUAs at that time, 2 decades ago. But I was invited into this group. I didn't know what it was about. I knew a guy in the group. I think I knew 2 guys in the group. But they welcomed me in, and I joined the group. And when I got in there, unbeknownst to me, I didn't even know this was going on. I had no idea this was going on. It was a group of pickup artists and women in there. And the thing that was really strange to me is how they were talking about you guys like y'all were the dumbest motherfuckers on the planet. It blew my mind, because that meeting was truly what was called a marketing meeting. I forgot what it's called, like a marketing meeting of the minds or something. I don't know. I'm just like watching. And what I saw was how they were setting up affiliate packaging, how they were marketing to push you guys like cattle from one spot to the next, and how to come up with more tricks and gimmicks. And it was around this time that in this group, I never knew what a green screen was back then. Green screens wasn't as popular as they are today. Everybody's got a sheet. I mean, green screens, because YouTube wasn't even really out at this time. But I didn't even know what a green screen was. I'll be honest with you. I didn't even know. I just thought, like, what is that green piece? I had no idea. Well, I kind of knew with, you know, the some of the TV shows and CGI stuff, but I didn't know that you could take a green screen, and they were showing like how they market to you guys. Well, the surface dwellers of the PUAs a few decades ago, they would show you how they break it down. Here's my idea. And this, guys, I want to show you the next thing I want you guys to do. And I'm just sitting here like, what the fuck? I'm like, I felt like I was in the Twilight Zone. Okay. And feeling like being in the Twilight Zone, I was just observing. It was the first and last time I ever was in that group. But they were showing that they just took a regular table. The guy, he took a regular table and he stacked books up on the table on both sides and made it look like it was actually a library. But behind the woman standing in front of the table was a green screen. And what that guy said is, this is how we're going to get them. What we'll do is we'll superimpose a library and we will have somebody talk to the woman. We already got the models paid and all that other stuff, but I've got a new type of game I want to show them. And someone later on where they were talking about invisible card tricks and all this stuff, and watching this because they know then what they know now is that a lot of you young men, unfortunately, are gullible, disillusioned, and naive. And they know that they can get you to believe that you can be something that you're not until you realize you can't be. And by that time, all your money is spent. And then you're starting back at square one. Now, these people here, and again, I was shocked. They didn't give a fuck about you. They didn't care. It was a meeting of marketing of how can we market and push an agenda for all these guys. And I and the people were in there. I'm not going to give that. These people were very popular. Now, back in the day, the seduction community, before YouTube guys, they had a thing called the seduction community. And they were big name people in this group just giving ideas and passing ideas, not to help you grow, but to market you and hold you back so you can keep churning out the dollars. So I'll give you a prime example. A says, all right, well, I'm going to get you to turn on the dollars for me. Okay. So I'm going to teach you on how to bake a cake. Let me give you an example. I'm going to teach you how to bake a cake, right? Then I'm going to earn your trust. And then I'm going to say, you know what? Here's B. B is going to teach you how to bake, even though it's a cake, it's still a cupcake, but it's the same thing, but it's in a different shape. So A knows that even though I've drained you out of the money I drained you out of, once you go over to B, that they're going to not only drain you of other resources and money, but I get a percentage of that. So that's how affiliate marketing works. So affiliate marketing is that if you join and you buy something from that guy, I get a percentage. And most guys didn't really, because of the trust, just like right now, the trust. But there is a reason for that. We're going to break all this down. I'm going to break that down to get y'all to understand. There's a reason why it's still happening today. And it's always, and listen, and listen, I say this to all my dogs out there. It's going to continue to happen. This is never going away. I'm telling you right now, this is never going away. Just like I say, every year, 98% of you guys will lie to yourselves on December 31st. And you really going to, and they always ask yourself why, but we're going to talk about the why. This is very important, but I want you to understand or overstand what I saw. And when I saw it, I knew at that point, because I knew all the stuff they were doing was fake, but it was just, okay, I see it now. Because it was a society of people just looking that, okay, we will dangle the magic carrot in their face, meaning getting women. Okay, we'll dangle that carrot. But also, now, let me tell you this. Now, with that being said, we got to fast forward to early 2000s, probably like 2008 or something like that. Found out the same group of people realized once the VH1 thing happened, the cat was out of the bag. So the meeting of the minds had to come together. And they were like, you know what? We got to find a different way and a different angle to draw these people in to get their money. We can't use seduction or pickup lines and gimmicks and tricks and all this other stuff. We can't do that no more. So we got to flip the switch, and we're going to have to use more fear tactics to make them follow us. Because if we're trying to push pickup artist stuff, they're going to see us as fakes and frauds. And what you'll notice now, because all you guys now, we're in 2022, you rarely hear anybody using the word pickup artist. It's a very rare word, but in the 90s, 2000, early 2000, it was a very prominent word. But then if you notice, most of the pickup artists, they changed to be more about the fear. But they're down. But I'm going to explain this. Now, it's going to be shocking you all, guys. With everything I'm telling you, still doesn't matter. It does not matter, but I want to let you know. Because even, listen, like I told you before, I fall in with, unfortunately, them as well when it comes to you. So it doesn't matter if it's a pickup line, a lie, a trick, a gimmick, a fear, or game. It has nothing to do with us. And this is what you got, this is what we're going to be talking about. It has everything to do with you and how you think and how you see the world. How you see the world. See, how if you see the world where you feel that you're not good enough and you're judging and you just think you ain't got it, you're going to be drawn into the quick, the angry, the mad, the pills and all that bullshit. For a lot of you other guys out there that want to learn, you'll be drawn into real guys like us, okay? So that's not the bad thing. And again, I'm not trying to make this bad. I'm just trying to keep it real with you. Just trying to keep it real with you. It's because it's not for me to see it. I've always said you've got to see it yourself. I always say, don't trust me. See it for yourself. And this is what we're going to show you. I'm going to show you why, no matter if it's me teaching you game or men like me teaching you game or guys like that on the other side of the street teaching you theory, why most guys are more apt to follow the theory versus learning truth. And even those that are still learning, trying to learn truth, some of them won't get it because it's the same reason why they are looking at theory, and I'm going to show you that. We're going to get deep today. I'm going to break all that down. Okay, so that's what we're going to talk about. Let me check the phone lines real quick, and that's what we're going to be talking about. Guys, you got questions, put a cue. We got you covered. This is going to be a long one. We got a lot to talk about. See, the thing is that, okay, no matter if it's pickup artists, guys teaching you high value, metal, no fab, go your own way, money, clothes, status, whatever they come up in kayfabe, come up. It doesn't matter what they do. It doesn't matter if you're trying to learn game or trying to be a man and learn yourself. We're talking about the surface. See, on the surface, it's like, unfortunately, your food on the surface and your food to everybody. And I'm explaining why, how your food to us as well. I'm not keeping us out of this. I don't want to say the thing I'm going to show you. See, most people try to keep one thing out that's make you kind of go towards that thing. So that's game, how they do it. They try to make it. But I'm telling you, we hunt you too. And I will explain that. Marketing advertisers hunt you for your dollars. Okay, I showed y'all in the boot camp. Y'all remember, this is years ago. Same thing. I told you about this years ago. Hell, decades ago when I did a boot camp on this. But I'm going to bring this back because it's the same thing that's happening right now. If there is a cloud on, like, called Mount Olympus, there are people on that cloud, and they are the hunters. You have marketers, advertisers, pickup artists, liars, gimmicks, scammers, false prophets. Yes, they're up there too. You have women up there, and we're up there. And all of us has one goal, and that is to feed off of the weak in different ways. It's all not the same, but we are feeding off the weak, and I will explain. Marketers and advertisers are feeding you to get your money. With the pickups and all those guys, they're working in conjunction with the women or the marketers to kind of give you a scarlet letter mark, where then you use your money to think that you're going to get the woman. So there's a working thing, just like that marketing thing I told you about earlier. There is a working connection amongst the three where they're marking you. When you speak a different language, when you change your name, when you think you're a pill, a saucer, a plate, all that stuff that you're doing, you are already being marked by the woman, but you don't understand how you're getting marked. You're not getting marked with a mark on your body. You're getting marked in your mind, and your mind is projecting your perception of the world and how you see women to a point where you think that you got to pay for pussy. Now, where do we come in at? Where do we come at? We come in because we're here to hunt and conquer. We're going to take your wives. We're going to take your girlfriends. We're going to take the women that you're dating, the women that you're seeing, and we're just going to fuck them. That's it. We're going to fill in all the gaps that you can't fill in, because we know you're not going to fill in the gaps, because they can't teach. See, they teach you how not to fill in the gaps, how not to fill in the gaps. Okay, so I just want to let you know how it works, because you're either the predator or the prey. I keep telling you, there's no middle ground here. You're either up there or you're food. So everybody's kind of eating off you, but that's not even the problem. That's not even the problem. Problem is, you're not supposed to recognize what's happening. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to give you a nugget and let that cat out the bag and show you why you can't recognize it. But then in the third hour, we're going to talk about how you can recognize it, because we're going to start working to solve it, because we're not about problems and all that stuff. But people don't talk about this, because it's supposed to be ancient Chinese secret. You're not supposed to talk about it. They're not supposed to know. They're supposed to be asleep. They're not supposed to be woke. They're not supposed to see it. And here's the thing, gentlemen. Let me tell you how deep it is. For some, even if they see it, they're still going to be blind to it. That's how deep what we're about to talk about. And it's a deep thing, because no matter how you look at it at the end of the day, those motherfuckers will always be up there. Everybody has their own way of doing what they want to do. And as long as you're down there or above the surface, you're always going to be food, okay? But now, with that being said, now, I wanted to show you that, but now that's not even the problem. I mean, y'all can probably say, well, damn, that's fucked up, but that's not even the problem. That's not even the problem. Problem is in all the secret. This is the secret. You will always, the majority of you guys will never change, because you've never been taught the secret to breaking the chain of change. Think about this for a second. How many times have you, like I said before, how many times have you, now we covered it, hey, remember the other show I had to take down? We kind of covered it a little bit, okay? I'm not going to get into what we talked about on the show. But yes, that has a huge connection. We discussed that, okay? We discussed that a little bit, guys. I had to take that one down, but we discussed a little bit. That's how deep it's got to be. But I'm going to show you the beginning process. I think I had a nail right there. I'm going to show y'all guys the beginning process, how to begin. Not to finish. This is not going to solve it. This is to see the mountain, to go towards it, to get the answers to fix the problem. Just remember that, okay? All right? Just follow what I'm saying. Okay. Now, for all you young men out there, so many of you guys, you talk about you want to change your life. Some of you guys talk about, I want to be confident. Some of you guys talk about, I want to get women. And some of you guys talk about, I want to get rid of fear. And some of you talk about, well, I want to evolve. And some of you talk about, I want to be a man. Every one of you listen to me has your thing that you want more than anything in the world. But I'm going to talk to you right this hour of why you'll never get it. And we'll carry a little bit over the second hour. In the third hour, we'll get to solving and stuff. But or maybe the second, maybe half a second hour. But you got to talk about this. Why you want to move to evolve and all this other stuff. You'll always talk about, you always talk about leaving the situation you're in mentally, but you never go. And you never understood why. You talk about, you know what, I don't like where I'm at here, so I want to change. And like some of you guys will do, December 31st, like you're supposed to, because that's what y'all sheep are supposed to do. Y'all are supposed to gather around a bunch of fucking other losers and shit, hold up some wine that you had to pay for, marketing, advertising, bring some women along, women, that you're not going to sleep with or get or whatever. You just want to have them along or be around a bunch of people, marketing, advertising, women, you know, friend thing, and wait for a ball to drop so you guys can lie to yourselves and say, this is going to be my year to do this. And then as soon as the clock hits, the next day you wake up, you're still the same person and still the same person and still the same person and still the same person, okay? And the reason is unknowingly, you don't – see, it's one thing if you knew you were doing it, but you don't even realize what it is you're doing. What you guys are doing, all you guys are doing is, unfortunately, you have systematically built your own prison. You are truly a prisoner of your thoughts, but it doesn't end there. Let me just go away with that little part, but that's just one piece of the pie. You are a prisoner to your thoughts. But here's the worst part about it. You found the forest in your mind. You knocked down all the trees. You cleared out all that land in your mind. You built the prison. You have the key, and you don't even want to use it. You are in your self-made prison because that's the choice you have chosen to be. Nobody is this is why none of us have nothing to do with this, because you built the prison in your mind. But that's not even the worst part. Only did you build the prison, gentlemen, you also did the next thing to protect the prison that you're in by creating all of the guards that guard the prison that you choose to be in. But if you think that is worse, it gets even worse than that. Not only did you build the prison that you're in, not only did you create the guards that stop you from escaping your prison, but you are following the motherfucking head of the prison. You're following the top dog of the prison, the warden of the prison that makes all the rules in which you operate in your prison. Listen to what I'm saying, guys. I'm trying to slow this down for you, because you don't see it, nor do you realize what's happening right now. And the warden, He creates the rules to always keep you at a standstill. You can't see what you have made, nor can you leave it. You can't leave it. Why is a gentleman, when you're with a woman and she's asking you a question, you know what the answer is or you know what to do, but wait a second. Why is it you always drawing a blank? Why is it when you know how to put your beard in and you see that woman, you know what you got to say? Now, I just want y'all to think, guys. I'm not trying to get deep here. I just want y'all to think. Why is it that when you get around a woman that you're interested in or something like that, why is it that you draw a blank? Why is it you know what to do, but just can't do it? Or second guess yourself, can I do it? Think about what I'm talking about. This is how deep it is, gentlemen. You draw blanks. But what your warden allows you, he allows you freedom. He allows you freedom amongst in your mind. He lets you walk around your own prison. It's not like you're really caged in. You have freedom, but you can't escape. Listen, he allows you to buy books. He allows you to watch TV shows, read books. He allows you to even watch YouTubers to help you find a way out. But the problem is, even though you're doing that, you didn't even read the memo. Gentlemen, in prison, right? You can read books. You can watch TV. Hell, you can go on a computer nowadays, I guess, and go on Facebook and shit like that. But guess what? Even like the real prison, and like the prison in your mind, which they have in common, you have the freedom to read books and do all that shit you do in a regular prison. Same here. But guess what? You still can't go anywhere. All the books, the TVs, the computers, the YouTube and everything, you're looking at them to give you freedom. A book cannot give you freedom. That's like saying, I want to learn how to drive, and you learn how to drive by reading a book. Doesn't work that way. You will never have the freedom from your point of view or your perception. And what I'm saying to you guys is, but how can you leave something when you guard it with your life? You guard fear and worship fear and protect fear and fight for fear, and you don't even realize you're doing it. Gentlemen, how many guys call into the show, they ask for help, and then when you're trying to help them, what do? They fight you on it. No, no, you don't understand. I'm 6'4". I'm a blonde hair, blue-eyed god that has wavy hair and big muscles, and I got a nice BMW car. Man, I make over six figures, and I've got a beautiful house, but I can't talk to women. Well, here's the problem. Wait, no, that's not true. You're wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong. Remember, gentlemen, I talked to you guys about Miyagi-Do, right? Remember the movie and stuff? That remember I told you how Daniel was waxing that car, wax on, wax off, and he began to fight and protect his mindset because his mind told him what it thought karate was versus what it actually is. Remember, I'm just giving you all an example. His mind told him what he thought karate was. So then versus being the student, he listened to himself and then challenged old Miyagi by saying, why am I washing these cars? I wanted to learn karate. How am I learning karate by sitting over here and cleaning up cars? I'm not your car wash. But how many guys do y'all know come through these doors, a real game, no theory, come through these doors and do the exact same? come through the doors and don't want to hear that they're the problem. So what they do is they protect the guards by protecting their self-importance. What do you think? Follow how the self-importance is protected. Every time they call in, they want to try to explain the story before they ask the question because they're trying to protect the guards. Hey, what's your name? Call in, what's your question? Hey, how you doing? My name is, my name is John Doe. But let me tell you, see, you know, I met her, and when I first met her, I mean, you know, everything was going good. You know, I'm a player and everything, or, you know, I'm good with women, and, you know, it's just a small thing. Y'all don't even see that. See, y'all going to see it now because I'm the only one talking about it. You see, now y'all, whenever you get a call, the calls and stuff, you'll always see the protection of the guards by trying to get validation first from the person they want the answer from. Look how deep it is. See, the validation is, I need you to understand my position. I need you to understand where I'm coming from. So you can be on my side versus the truth, right? I need you. So what do? They try to tell you the validating story to do the one thing, and that is protecting the guards, okay? They want to protect the guards. They want to protect the please understand this, gentlemen. They don't want to escape because they don't know how to escape. So what happened is they got used to living the way they're living, and they have accepted that this is the life that I need to live here. But whenever I try to change that, I've got my guards protecting it, so I'm never going to grow. I have a question. Yeah, what's your question? Well, you know what? Well, see, when I got on the spaceship and I flew to Venus and stuff like that, and I met her, you know, everything was cool at first. Well, what's your question? Well, no, I'm gonna get to my question in a second. I need you to hear that. See that, guys? I want y'all to see this shit, because I tell you, don't believe me. See it for yourself. But you just never knew why. You just never knew why. Why is it as soon as they answer and pick up the phone, they want to, instead of asking the question, they want to tell you the story, because they want you or us, the guys to help them, to validate them and let them say, oh, I understand you. Oh, it's not your fault. So what do you think happens when they don't get that truth? What do you think they get hooked on? They go across the street. And what do they do? What do they market to do? Let's treat them like we treat women and just give them the ear. And we'll let them talk and let them keep talking. And every time they talk, we're going to keep validating everything they say. And then we're going to make them feel, then we're going to give them the nice warm milk and tuck them into bed by telling them it's not even your fault. And that's the moment they are hooked for life. Because that's the moment that they take that key and throw that motherfucker far away where they can't even reach it, okay? Y'all see what I'm saying, right? See, listen what's going on. See, when you get with real men, they want to know the questions so we can help you. We don't want to hear all that other bullshit. But what you see at the end of the day, man, okay? You see at the end of the day that What happens is that they want to protect the gates, okay? And I always tell you, don't get mad at them. And look, I don't want to tell you. I want you to see it. This is what they see. This is what women see. Talking to everybody, this is what we see. You can always tell the surface dweller by how the surface dweller talks, gentlemen. It's the same thing with the woman. The prison that this young man is in is so sad. He will never get out of it. But you got to understand this. He's not supposed to get freedom. He's supposed to be the slave. Listen, why would we want to stop him from making these statements? The thing that y'all fucking don't understand is we're not here to change his belief. We encourage this type of belief. You want to know why? Because eventually this young man is going to find, a woman's going to find him. He's going to be in a relationship. He's going to be the bitch in a relationship. And guess who she's going to fuck? She's going to fuck us. So why would we want to try to stop this guy from thinking what he's thinking? And that's what you got to understand. This is why there is no growth, because everything you see is mimicked by somebody else. Everything you see is his thought. Remember, all you guys listening are allowed to have a thought. Nobody's saying you can't think. It's just unfortunate that the level of your thinking is so damn weak is why you will never get out of the prison, because your mind will always try to come up with what it thinks you need versus what you actually need. And that's where a lot of these guys go wrong. So when these guys call in or these guys make these statements, they will defend the judgments. They will defend that, hey, the judgments are part of the guards. The judgments, all the excuses, the victims. There's so many guards that they – now, listen. The weird thing is they want out, but another side of them wants to be protected. And what they're actually protecting, gentlemen, is the negativity. They're not protecting the growth, because you can't how can you grow when you are actually a prisoner in your own mind? How does one grow? You can't grow, gentlemen. You cannot grow. Growth does not happen. Okay? And that's why he can't get the freedom. Because how can you leave something you guard with your life? How can you leave something when your warden, the voice in your head, keeps you in check? He'll, like I said before, he'll let you walk around. He'll let you watch all the YouTubes you want. You read all the books you want. But, yeah, you're going to be the same motherfucker, and you don't even see that you're the mark. You're just boxed in. You'll never get your freedom. And the sad thing for most of you guys, you're serving a life sentence. You're going to be buried thinking the same way and never going to figure out and never have. Hey, gentlemen, why do you think they have this weird thing when you're around 40 years old called a midlife crisis? Want to know why? Because they finally realize that, wait a second. I'm about to die, or I'm going to my demise, and I'm not the same way. Oh, my God, I've got to get younger. I've got to do certain things and all this other stuff, man. Mm-mm. Most of you guys out there are going to serve lifetime sentences. And most of you guys are going to get the thought of a pardon from your own warden. You think your warden is actually going to pardon you. He's not going to give you a fucking pardon. Mm-mm, no. Uh-uh. The sad thing is, the same surface dweller that escapes from his prison, the warden knows this, and he knows this well. He knows you can, they'll open up the front door of the prison and say, hey, go ahead, go. Hey, go out there and be all you can be. He knows about the fear of success, and he knows about the fear of failure, which is going to bring them right back in. How many times have you seen these prisoners out there that are so used to the lifestyle of prison, when they go into the real world, they feel like they can't even function because they feel like they just are out of it? Well, it's the same thing about most of you guys. See, the warden knows you're going to come back. Because you know you're going to come back. And every time you step out that outside that prison that you have, oh my God, it's a cold world. It's an evil world. It's a bad world. It's oh my God. No. I'm gonna go back to where it's safe. Fuck the unknown. I'm gonna go back where it's safe. And you go right back to where you are at, because the outside world is a scary place. Fear failure, fear success is not enough to make you stay. What you do is you run back and you beg the guards to let you back in. Please let me back in. Don't ever let me back out into that scary world again. Don't ever let me go back out there, because I can't handle what's out there. I can't. It's too much. I can't. When I'm out there, I feel awkward. I feel different. I feel like I don't belong here. Look at everybody. They're just doing their thing. And how do I move? How do I talk? How do I behave? Think about what I'm saying. Guys, y'all got any questions? I'll put a Q in there. If y'all want to call in, y'all can. But we are getting deep here today. Getting very deep here, guys, today. Very deep in the game. And what I'm saying to you guys, nobody wants you to know. The secret is you put yourself there. You create the prison. You create the jail. You create the guards. And you allow the warden to look and determine how you're going to live inside that prison. Any moment he wants to let you out, he'll open that gate. Hey, go ahead out. Go into the world. Yeah, I'll see you in a few minutes. Your first rejection, your first thing, you have trained yourself so well, and this is where the marketers come in. Everybody knows this. They know you trained yourself so well that you, okay, wait, think about this. Why do you guys think that there's so many different, I'll give you a prime example. Hopefully this can help you connect something. Why do you think there's 50 million scopes out there that have different, no, or gum. Let's look at gum. Why do you think, let's say Dentine, okay, why do you think there's different flavors of Dentine? Why do you think there's different bottles of scope or different types of toothpastes? Yes, we can say, yeah, everybody's marketing their stuff. Yes, absolutely. But wait a second. You don't recognize on surface that Dentine is just gum. And Dentine Ice, like another brand of gum, can do the same exact thing. It's just how do we market it to you to make you feel like if you take our product, you get the girl. So it'll let you leave out of your cage for a second to feel like you got a chance. Hey, put on these fancy clothes. You got a chance. Get that nice car. You got a chance. Hey, use Scope Outlast, beer, cars, you name it. They know that you get to come out of your prison for a little bit, okay? Hold on, let me see here. Can you compare what you're saying to a real action woman doing the – wait, can you compare what you're saying to a real action woman was doing the game? I don't understand the question. I don't understand what you're saying. You got to pay attention to what I'm saying right here. Pay attention. Let me explain something. You don't even realize it, Richie. Let me show you something. Paying attention is one of the greatest things the warden fucks you guys over with. I'm sitting here giving you something that you never heard before, and yet what is the voice in your head telling you? Don't pay attention to that. Hey, why don't you ask him this question right here? I'm just trying to show you, brother. It's all good, but I'm just trying to show you, okay? I'm just trying to show you that this is how deep it is. Paying attention is something that you're trained not to do. You're trained to have your mind wander all over the place and think about everything but what's right in front of your face. And that's why you guys lose, because you're looking at everything and you're not paying attention to what's in front of you right now, Richie. I'm just showing you, buddy. But anyway, like I was saying, so for a lot of you guys out there, y'all don't even see it. You don't even know it. That you guys out there put yourselves in this, okay? And it feels real. The you're so adamant about it. It feels real. You feel like you're really in a actual prison in your mind. And you feel that this is one I cannot escape from. And you are a hostage to yourself. This is where the doubt and the fears come in at. But it makes you think the pressure is from the outside world. But for those that cross the street, the reinforcement of the pressure from the outside world makes you actually believe that what they're saying is actually truth. There is no pressure from the outside world because the outside world is not even thinking about your asses. That's the truth. But the locks that you have, those bars, are your beliefs that you hold just about yourselves, what you're allowed to do versus what you're not allowed to do. You're in your own private Alcatraz, and you cling to it so much. You feel unworthy. You feel that you're not good enough. You feel that you got to be somebody else, okay? Hey, Canvas, if he was paying attention to me, brother, I told his fucking ass that I need to explain the whys. I'm not just going to say shit. But if he would have shut the fuck up and paid attention, he would know we'll talk about that in a second. But I'm not just going to tell you motherfucking shit and let it slide. See, I'm not that guy. So if y'all don't want to hear it, take y'all fucking asses out. But for those that want to hear it, I will continue. I don't give a fuck what he wants the solution. That's his problem. See, listen. See, you don't even understand the problem. And you don't even understand that you just helped his problem become that much worse by trying to help justify his fucking problem. Stop looking for quick solutions. Shut the fuck up and listen and pay attention. But you're so quick to want to solve it, and that's why y'all fail. Because you can't solve something that's so goddamn deep and complicated with one sentence. But see, that's how you're trained. You're trained to think one word sentences are going to solve years of damage. And that's why y'all lose. And what you did, Canvas, you don't even realize it yourself. You, my friend, just justified him even worse than what he is. Because you felt like you had to speak for that motherfucker. Come on, man. I'm just showing y'all. I appreciate what you're saying, Canvas, but I'm showing you. You're fucking up, brother. You're fucking up. See that? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't even read the second thing. See that, guys? This is how good I am. See that? You've already lost, and you don't even realize. That's what I keep telling y'all. This is exactly why y'all will never win. If I told you the solution was eating a gummy bear, you wouldn't even fucking do it. You want to know why? Because if you ate the gummy bear and got the solution and got out that prison, where do you go now? What do you do now that you're free? How do you navigate something you've never navigated before, which is you? See, you think just because, you actually think solving it actually solves it. But what your mind knows, what your guards know, what your ward knows, what the marketers know, what the pickup artists and all the motherfuckers know, what women know, and what we know is this, that even if you solve it, you're bringing your ass right back to the prison because it becomes scary because you're blind and you ain't going to live in a world where the world is not operating in your perception the way you see it right now. So even if I told you the solution is a gummy bear, you're still going to be the same motherfucker eating a gummy bear. And then within a day or two or within hours, you're going to bring your ass right back into the prison. See, this is why y'all do not get it. And this is why you are actually going to be the same person you're going to be next year. because what your mind has done, and it's such a beautiful thing, because your warden is allowing you the freedom to actually think and not do a damn thing. Let's give them the, hey, here's a solution. Open the door. Here's the gummy bear. That's the solution. You still ain't going to get that shit down. You'll just be a gummy bear eating loser that doesn't know shit about the game and shit about yourself, which is going to make you come right back in your own prison because you don't know shit about yourself. Only thing you know is that you have created a world in which you're a loser. You speak like a loser. You think like a loser. You act more like a woman. And then all of a sudden you think you can just step out of the prison gates for the first time in however old you are and think that you're able to change the world. Do you understand how deep this is, guys? I don't think people understand. I don't think people understand, man. I don't know. I don't think people understand. No. E-L. I guess you're not paying attention. The warden isn't holding you back. The warden's saying go out if you want to go out. Watch a YouTube show and feel good about yourself. It's just like what the church does on y'all Sunday. Y'all go on Sunday. Some of you guys go to those churches. They play a lot of music. Y'all get out of your chairs. You dance a little bit. You sing. You clap your hands and all that other shit. And then as soon as you walk out that church, you snap right back to what you are. That's why women have so many problems right now. They go to all these things where they learn, oh, girl, you got value. You're special. And they feel so good. I see that emotional feminine shit that women can get away with it because they're women. You feel so good. And then as soon as the lights go off, you go right back. There you go, freelance. They don't even see it, freelance. They don't even see it, freelance. They don't even see it, man. They don't even see it. You're right, T-Dog. Yes. They don't even see it. Okay? That even in success, you will fail because success means that you're learning something new that you never knew before. And success can be a scary fucking place when you take the next step after however old you are of telling yourself you're no good, however old you are of saying, oh, poor me, I'm a victim, nobody loves me, no one cares about me, yada, yada, yada. And y'all see that? Y'all see that? Do you think taking risks and going beyond the comfort zone is a major factor in it? What you think is a risk is not a risk. That's what you understand, Richie. Okay, let me see if I can explain this. When it comes to the game, your mind thinks that if you risk jumping over a puddle, you're actually jumping over an ocean. That's what it makes you think. And what it does is it makes you feel that just because you jumped over that puddle, you made it. You've won. And you know what it does? It sets you up for a downfall because as soon as you smelling yourself, you think you know what the fuck you're doing. You get in front of that woman and it just comes tumbling down where he just opens up the gate, Richie, and you walk right back. I got you. Come here. Come here. Oh, man. It's a rich. Hey, at least we jumped over that puddle. Hey, don't worry. Hey, things are tough. Hey, just go back to your prison and we'll talk about it later. And I found a new YouTuber to teach us something brand new. Y'all don't even see that, man. You're not taking any risk on your level of thinking, but your warden makes you think you're taking a risk. What you call a risk is fucking picking up a piece of paper, but in your mind, you're lifting a building. You're not doing it. You're not actually taking a risk because your perception thinks you are, and it's training you, your warden training you to think that you're actually taking a risk, and you're not. Why do you think you keep falling back to what the fuck you are, even after you quote unquote take your so-called risks? Because your mind makes you think that it is more than. Remember, your eyes sometimes are bigger than your stomach, and that's how your mind wants you to see. Your mind wants you to see things that you can't even understand or interpret. But the warden will allow you to take what you think is a risk. But that's not actually a risk. Actually, a risk is more of thinking, doing versus dreaming and fantasizing. Hey, but he can make fantasies become reality, because in your mind is a beautiful thing, and how you move your mind is wonderful. You can fantasize all you want, but you don't realize you're fantasizing from the prison that you're in. And that's what a lot of guys don't even understand. JC says, so put it simply, we can't just walk out of. No, you can. Okay. It's allowing you to walk out because it knows you're going to come back. You cannot. Okay. I want you to think about this. Let's say you're 24 years old. I'm not going to say 24 years because you haven't had no comprehension. So let's just say 17 out of the 24. Let's just say 17 years. 17 years, you've been doing everything one way. Excuses, victim, poor me. I can't get good. You've been training yourself in your prison. And then the warden lets you, hey, you're free to go because you got 17 years of comeback. That's what you're trying to say. You got 17 years of comeback. And he also knows that y'all guys are in this quick fix microwave, it's going to happen tomorrow type thinking as well. So he then does what? What does he do? Go ahead out there and be all you can be, knowing you're going to fuck up. And when you fuck up because of your self-importance and ego, where do you think you're going to go back to? Your comfort zone. It's the same. Let me check the phone lines. It's the same thing when people call into the show. Oh, wait, hold on 1 second. Let's go ahead and take a moment, and let's go ahead, gentlemen. Let's go ahead and do our dojo. Let's get to it real quick. Guys, go ahead and do the dojo. Guys, go into the dojo in your mind, gentlemen, real quick, and let's go ahead and do the creed for the top of the hour, guys. Gentlemen, all together, this is going to be your man mindset creed, guys. Things that you just need to talk more to yourself about and really believe anything. Don't just say these things. Live these things. And here we go. I am the only one of my kind. That is my truth. And I will defend that truth until my very last breath. I will challenge myself every day to be a better man. I don't fail. I learn. I will stay true to myself and not change for anyone. I will not judge myself. I will not judge women. And I will not judge other men or make excuses. I am here to build my mind up. I am not here to explain myself to you or force you to understand me. That's your job. This is who I am. Sorry, today. I'm sorry, I went ahead. And if you're lucky enough to keep my attention and earn my respect, you will get to meet the new me, gentlemen, tomorrow. All right, guys, lines are open if y'all want to call in, 563-999-3056. Got a question, put a Q in there. I got you covered. But we got a lot to cover. I mean, there's so much to break this down, man. It's so deep. It's so deep out here. What I'm saying is to you young men that's listening to me out here and soaking all this up, we got to talk more about this so y'all can have clarity. Got a question, go ahead and ask. You know, there's no dumb question. But what I'm saying is for you guys out there is that freedom for you guys is about you. And this is the thing I've been trying to tell you. You the way you're moving as young men, okay, is that when you lock yourself up, you don't realize you're not just locking yourself up to the outside world, which is you can do that even if you have game. But one thing a man never does that you do is he never locks himself up to himself. You lock up access to yourself when you stay still in one place, meaning Like I always tell you, we're in the third month of March and you're still the same motherfucker and you're not even growing because there's no self-worth. You feel you'll never be good enough. And that prison is so damn deep. It's guarded, but you're paying the guards to guard it. And you don't even realize you're doing it. And you're letting the warden tell you that, hey, you know what? You're not allowed to. You're allowed to walk around. Hell, if you want to leave, go ahead and leave. But we'll see you right back. Yeah, we will. And we'll just add on more to your sentence. Because don't think when you leave him, he ain't going to do more damage to you when you come back. Because he's in his fucking feelings. How could you leave me? I've been on your side all this time. It's always been you and me. How can you go away? Why do you want to get rid of me? I'm fear. And why would you want to get rid of excuses? And why would you want to get rid of victim? And why would you want to get rid of no confidence? We've been here for you all this time, and this is the thanks we get. Oh, that's pretty messed up, man. See, it'll bring you right back in. And most of you don't even see it, and most of you don't even realize it. Lightweight asked a question. How does a billionaire like Kanye simp for a woman that doesn't want him anymore? Well, Lightweight, again, you're new to this, so I appreciate what you're doing, but this is why you're part of the problem and not the solution, sir. Tell me, I want you to answer this question to me. What does Kanye got to do with the fact that you have no game? And I'm not trying to be mean. I'm being serious. I appreciate you here, but I want you to learn. But look at what your mind is. Guys, I'm not making this shit up. I'm showing you right now how deep the warden is and got your motherfucker. Think about this. We're talking about how you build a jail in your mind. And look at the question he asked. Look how bad. You can always tell those that have game, man. Come on, man. You gotta, my brother, listen, Lightweight. Stop worrying about other men, okay? Because you're not Kanye, all right? So you don't need to worry about Kanye. What you need to do is figure out how you're going to escape that prison and never look back. Stop worrying about other men. I ain't on no fruit booty stuff. We're men. We don't care about other men. But you're new here, so I'm not going to be hard on you. I'm not hard on you, okay? All right, so it's all good. Yeah, all right, so. Yeah, but it's all good. But Lightweight, yeah, you're going to learn, man. You see, that's Lightweight. You got to understand this is what you're supposed to do. Everybody set you up to fail, and everybody has but that's the point. My perspective doesn't matter. I just gave you my perspective. It doesn't matter. I don't give a fuck what happens. I just don't care enough to even give a perspective because it's none of my business. I don't care. Right, it has nothing to do with you, but this has everything to do with you because you're more worried about Kanye West, who doesn't even give a fuck about you, and versus you learning about yourself. And that's sad. I mean, but you're new here, but it's all good. It's all good. Just accept what I just said. Don't have to defend it or anything. It just is what it is. You're the one that asked the question. I didn't ask you to ask me about Kanye. You never hear me talk about that shit, man. You got to wake up, guys. You got to wake up. And this is what I'm trying to show y'all. And this is why y'all not growing, because you're not waking up. There's just something that is just pushing you to really not believe in yourself. Pushing you to not believe in yourself. But, yes. That is a tough place, and it sucks to be there. I for a lot of you young guys, I know you hate being there. But I think the one thing that all you must understand that your change will not happen overnight, and if anybody's telling you that, they're fucking lying to you. Why do you think I tell you to do the puzzle pieces? Why do you think I tell you the puzzle pieces? Because I am trying to usher you in slowly into a world that is going to probably scare you and make you run back in. We've got to slow roll this in, okay? But, gentlemen, there is good news. It's good news. I mean, I don't listen. I'm not here to be a damper Dan, but what I'm saying is that in order for you to understand why you are, you need to understand why you are. Why is it every time I talk to a woman, I don't know what to say? Why is it when I do talk to a woman or we exchange information, I don't know what to do next? Why do I draw blanks? Why can't I do this and why can't I do that and why am I having all this other stuff? You see what I'm saying? I'm showing you that time is the thing that you must embrace because you must get rid of how many years every year, because I talk to you as a single individual as you're watching me, how many years you are of all that bullshit, that jargon, the YouTube stuff, all those things are layered that you must rid yourself of before you can even reach the core of who you are. But how do I do that, Steve? And I got you guys. We're going to talk about that. How do I do it? How do I, let me check the phone lines real quick. How do I, as a man, begin the process? Well, gentlemen, you are the prisoner. That's the truth. You are guarding your own prison, so you really can't escape. You can go out of it, but you'll come back. And yes, there is a warden right now telling you how you can move. That is the absolute truth. Sometimes we call that theater number one, but that is absolute. But what if I told you that there is somebody that the warden has to answer to, and it is right there in which we can begin the process of getting you free? Gentlemen, let me show you. It is, now remember, this is just an example. I just want to show you. Yeah, but we're going to talk about it. But one thing that can begin the process is your legal system in your mind, specifically your governor. Now, your government is based off of the laws you live by, but the one thing that controls the warden is the governor. The warden must listen to the governor because the governor is higher. But here's the thing. See, most of you guys think that your warden is the end all be all. You think your warden is your God. You don't think there's nobody above that. And that's why most of you guys have always been following the warden, telling you what you can and cannot do. But the governor is just not saying, oh, I'm going to govern my thoughts. And I don't want to. Again, that's what I keep trying to tell you. It's not even it's so many layers to this. Because in order for you, or excuse me, your warden to listen to your governor, oh, man, you got to, remember, you got to take all that trash out. You got to get to your core. You got to start creating governing laws in which you govern yourself. See, don't get it wrong, guys. Most of you guys right now are creating government laws for yourself. It's just you're doing it in the opposite direction. You're doing it to stay on the surface. You create all these excuses and stuff. You are creating, it's like you have a prison, but you're adding more walls to your prison every day that you're not working on yourself. Every day that you press play on some red pill shit. Every day that you mimic somebody else's words and phrases and stuff like that. Every day you're pressing that button. And that warden that you have right now will let you out. Hey, get your freedom. Go talk to that girl. Hey, We'll see you when you either watch or walk by or get rejected and feel like shit. We'll bring you back home. Come back. Come back home. And most people don't even understand how deep it is. 714, what's your question, man? What's up?
Hey, bro. Hey, Steve. Hey, I just wanted to say a couple things real quick. I just wanted to, you know, yesterday you and I had a disagreement, but I wanted to let the guys know that listen to you that unlike women, we can have a disagreement and it just, you know, no hard feelings. And, you know, we just go right back and talk to each other. And I think that's a good lesson to learn.
I didn't have a disagreement. What are you talking about? What was the disagreement?
Well, when we were talking yesterday about heavy set women and stuff and all that, but you know,
I don't have disagreements with people.
Well, but okay. But in any case, I'm just trying to say anytime a guy has a disagreement with another guy, unless it's super serious, don't act like chicks and just hold a grudge. Just brush it off. Now, here's the thing I really want to say, Steve, as far as the government goes and everything and the wardens and stuff, I want these younger guys to know that, fuck, man, I'm 64, and the government has lied to me my whole life. They lied about Vietnam. They lied about JFK assassination. They lied about Martin Luther King assassination. They lied about Robert F. Kennedy. They lied about the Iraq War. They lied about the Afghanistan War. They lied about COVID. They probably lied about 9/11. So why should we – this is all the more reason not to believe the government. What say you, Steve?
What does that outside judgment number 6 have to do with what I'm talking about?
Well, that caused little
late. I didn't say the government outside your damn door. I never said that. I don't even know. What are you talking about? All that stuff about.
Well, like, I called up late, bro.
And then if you call it late, ask a question because what you're saying has nothing to do with the fuck I'm talking about. What the fuck are you talking about? So what if the government
Here's my question. Should people believe the government?
I don't give a fuck with people. Okay, listen, brother. This is where you keep getting things wrong. You want me to give a fuck. I don't care what people believe, man. My job is not to tell you what to fucking believe. I don't give a fuck. Believe what you want. But all this shit you're saying has nothing to do with the class that I'm teaching. Nothing. Nothing whatsoever.
No, in a way it does. Because here's why. Here's my theory. My theory is that those that buy into the government and everything they say are just weak, and those that are rebels and don't believe in them are the strong ones. That's how it ties into that. What do you think of that?
No, it's bullshit. I'm talking about the motherfucking government in your fucking mind, man. Your government, goddammit. The fuck are you talking about, man? Ain't nobody talking about no government outside yourself. If you want to govern yourself like a bitch, then be a bitch. But don't come in here with this, don't trust your government. Hey, you not trust your government saying you don't trust you, so fuck. I don't give a fuck what you got. So, man, yeah, so take your ass on, man. You got to try again tomorrow. Get the fuck off the show. Fuck, this is what I'm talking about. Nobody, I'm not talking about your governor of your fucking state. Talking about your governor in your fucking mind. If you can't trust him, you're never going to make the change. If you cannot trust how you govern yourself, you're never going to make the change. And this is what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about what's going on in the outside world. Fuck the outside world. What the fuck? What I'm saying to you guys out here is that one must govern his own self for himself, by himself, and not from a collective. See, he thinks, don't trust your government. If you don't want to trust your government, then fuck, don't trust him. Don't trust him. This is not what this is for. But goddamn it, I'm saying you better trust your government. You better start trusting you. Because if you do not trust you, you will always stay in that prison. Life sentence. I ain't talking about some fuck governor that lives fucking up the street from y'all like miles away on some big ass mansion. I'm talking about you here in your mind. That's where I want you guys to see what I'm talking about. But we're going to talk about some of this stuff because most of y'all guys, see, the thing is for a lot of you guys is this, okay? This is why game is beautiful because it's never going to be about me in this channel. I promise you it will never be about me. It will be about you understanding you because I promise you that key is within reach. But here's the thing, man. The scary thing about that key is that once you grab that key, you can never go back. Once you grab that key, the gates, they close you out. And as much as you may bang the ass back in, you can't look back. Do you dare to grab that key and step forward into a world in which you are just oblivious to, you have no idea. It's dark and dreary and scary, and it's, are you ready to do that? You hold the key. You do, because you remember, you were the one that locked yourself up. But the first truth that you have to go in into believing is that you must acknowledge that you're a fucking fuck-up, and that's okay. Gentlemen, you know what I always keep telling you when they call into the show, gentlemen. I got 18. I got your questions. Great questions. What I'm saying to y'all guys is this. For a lot of you guys out here. A lot of you guys out here, it's tough saying as a young man or a grown man that I just ain't got the shit, man. I just don't know what the fuck I'm doing. So like I told you before, what does he do? He'll call into the show and he'll talk about everything but the problem because he wants to soften the blow up because he wants to be validated. Outside those doors, there are no validation. Only validation you have is the validation you give yourself. Nobody else is going to help you. When you step out that door, you step into a world where time, life, and the game are moving constantly one way in one direction, and they don't give a fuck about you, me, or anybody else. I'm just letting you know, when you walk out that door, you must understand where you walking your ass into. You walking your ass into a place where they saying this, either you going to keep up with us or you going to fall behind. And if you fall behind and you get ran over, it's not our fault. Fuck you. We going to keep moving. And if you can't accept that, you better just go run back into that fucking prison because this shit is deep. But let me answer this question real quick. Is making sure that I don't sign anything without reading an example of a government law. If I make a law for myself, would that be considered? No, because, all right, D-Dog, very good question. No, but this is what I'm saying, D. Good question. See, the reason why you will sign it is because, D, you're creating it. You're creating it. So you don't have to read something that you create. You just have to market it to yourself and realize and believe in it enough to know why you believe in it and why you'll defend it and why you'll stand in your square for it and why you express it. That's when you sign off, but you're never going to go blind because, my brother, you're creating it. That's the beauty. What you're saying is, I'm saying to you, A.D., here's a piece of paper. Just sign here, and sign here, and, you know, forget about all the gibberish. No, I'm saying to you that you created, young man. You created. And when you create it and you believe in it, oh, Freelance, we already did the creed. You missed it. We already did the creed already, Freelance. We did it already. Oh, wait, I missed the question. Hold on. I'm going to hit this question right here. So is there a way to turn the warden into enforcers for your government laws? Okay, listen. Yes, but not right now. Okay, B, I'm going to show you something. And I'm going to show you. And it's not your fault. Listen, this is an excellent question. But I want to show you something. I want to show you how he just moved you off your square. He just moved you off your square. and you didn't even see it. Yeah, and again, I'm gonna train you to know this stuff. So when you can, when it happens, you can recognize it happening and stop it before it happens. I'm showing you how to begin the process of building your government to overthrow the warden, right? Just think, okay, well, all I'm doing is doing, like, we're going from 1 to 10. But what your mind did, now, this is not bad. I'm not knocking. I just want to show you something. I'm trying to show you how tricky this is. He knows how to throw you off the scent by making you think about things that actually don't matter to your growth. Now, see, now what you said is an excellent question, but it's in the wrong place and time. This is a question you begin to ask when you become one with yourself, not right now, because your mind right now wants you to kind of get the answer fast, and that's what he does. And it's no knock. I mean, I just want to know, I'm not, this young man is a great question. What I'm saying is that what he does is, this is exactly what he does. He throws you off the scent, and you don't even realize you're being thrown off the scent. See, standing on your square is staying focused to what is in front of you in the class and not wandering your mind off somewhere else trying to look for something in a future that you haven't even seen before. And this is, and what you're saying is a good question. I'm not knocking on the question. It's a great question, but I'm just showing you how dangerous this is. See, people think it's just doing it, but do you see how hard it is to stay focused on one thing when you have them in your ear all the time, make you go ahead and thinking about other things versus what you need to think about, okay? So let me keep going on what you're saying, because watch this. Okay, you say, I feel like a person enforcing the laws are different than a person from the government. Exactly. You're supposed to feel that way, and that's why you are where you're at. You're like Daniel's son challenging Miyagi. You have to understand this, and I will stress this to all you young guys. The problem with you, with your thinking, is on your level, you think what you actually think is man shit. It's what's imprisoning you, because I'm saying that, okay, I'm saying that you feel the person enforcing the laws are different than the person from the government. Well, yes, that, okay, but listen to what I'm saying, okay? Your government is law. Your government is law. But I didn't show you the enforcer. There is an enforcer. Let me introduce you to your enforcer. That's not him. The fuck is your enforcer? You have an enforcer. You. Hey, don't think you don't have. See, you remember, you got to keep separating. You got to keep splitting these things. You have an enforcer, sir. You just haven't met him yet. You have an enforcer. And this motherfucking enforcer you got, oh, man. He defends you, fights for you, and gets territory for you. So you have an enforcer. But we're not talking about him right now. We're just taking this a step at a time. But yes, sir, you do have an enforcer. I just want to let you know. But this is not about the enforcer, okay? Let me get to the next question real quick. Great questions y'all are asking, gentlemen. New here, but so what you mean by government? Do you mean your core foundation of your ethics? Well, yes and no, 6981. Yes and no. Yes, the foundation and core of your ethics, but what you think is your foundation isn't your foundation. If it's, you're right, but you're wrong, and where your mindset is right now. See, your mind thinks that you're at your core, but you're at your surface. See, most guys are on the surface, and they think the surface is the core. That's not the core. The core is below the surface. The core is here. But your mind will make you think that being on the surface and having that being the core, your mind makes you think that that core is actually your core. Yes, you're right about a core, but we're talking about on the surface versus below the surface. So a lot of you guys actually think that you're at your core, and that's the mirage. You're not at your core. You're at the core of your surface, and that's why you never move from the surface. That's why you never believe that there's anything below the surface, because of the way that you see the world, how you perceive things, okay? Let me see here. Let's see here. Let's get to see. INKP, I got your next question. Let's see here. Is learning how to communicate with itself, peeling back the layers and understanding why I got. Okay, KP, very great question. But no. Communicating with yourself is just communicating with yourself. Okay, let me explain what I'm talking about, okay? Think of your mind like school, so to speak. Think of your mind, English, math, social studies, science, and biology? English, math, social studies. Let's go English, math, social studies, and history. Let's just go with those four, okay? Each one of those four together gives you what is called an education, right? But separate, they have their own structures to them. See, you can't speak English to a history teacher, and you can't teach history to a math and math to science. Every teacher has its own, kind of like what y'all learn. I talk about the 36 chambers, because every chamber wasn't a chamber, it was a skill. Now, I can't get in that. You'll learn more about that in the book. What I'm saying is that the way you communicate with yourself is only one skill you must master by itself. And just like math class, you must master math. Then you take off your math cap, put on your social studies cap, and you went to social studies, right? And then you took off your social studies cap, and then you went to English class, right? Now, as a whole, you were getting an education, but you were systematically breaking down the education based off the subsystem classes you were taking. The education or the grade was a whole, but the subsystem parts were how you were learning in different. For every hour you took, you only focused on one thing. You wasn't in math. If you were in math class thinking about history, then you fucking up. Math class, you should be learning math. History, you learn history. Science is science, right? So communicating with yourself is only communicating with yourself. It's not establishing laws, rules, and codes. It's not having a standard. It's not learning about your scribe. It is one of many things. See, people nowadays want you to lump everything in. But what I'm saying, in order to understand game, you must understand everything is a separate skill in which you must master by itself. Now, what happens is that, let's say you're in the second grade, because you pass all the individual skills, you were then able to move from second grade to third grade. But in order to make sure you knew what you were doing and you actually passed, they will bring things from second grade to carry over into third grade to make sure that you have an understanding. Basically, you learn how to add and subtract. So once you move up to division, you've got to still learn and know you have to know multiplication and things like that. So that's how deep it is. Let me get to the next question. How do you avoid going back to prison once you leave? See, that's what I'm saying, B-Dog. There is no going back. And if you are going back, then you've never left. See, that, yeah, brother, it's a beautiful thing when you see it, man. It's just your truth. See, your truth is that if you ever think about going back, you've never left. You never left. That's the truth of it. So there's no avoiding. See, a man doesn't look back. I think Ragnar Lothbrok, because I love Viking shows shit, Ragnar Lothbrok said to his son, and I'll grab the meme, you know, don't look that way. Why are you looking back? We ain't going that way. Eyes always, remember, I've always told you since the Pussy Whip Show, eyes forward. We never look back. We may access things from our past, but our past is not our life. Our present and future is where we're moving. We're not living in our past, but we will access information because that's where the scribe comes in. But if you feel that you have to go back, then you've never left in the first place, okay? Stand on my square, stand on my beliefs. Well, and remember, beliefs, one part. Your square is a multitude of things. It's not just how your beliefs are. It's how you run your life. Okay, let me give you an example. Think of your square right now as your body. And in order for you to keep living right now, your body must function. Systematic parts functioning as a whole. So that means all your little parts inside your body must function correctly. Okay? So what you're saying is that your square may be your heart, but you still need your lungs. That's another part of your square. You see what I'm saying? You need pieces of your body to function. So don't look at your square as being your beliefs is one brick of a wall of a building. Remember, one word of one sentence of one page of one chapter of one book. It's how deep. It's just one part. It's just one skill. Okay, so it's a great question. It's just one skill. Let me see here. No. You've already lost. Why do you keep trying to solve everything like it's a murder mystery on TV? You have so many broken parts. If we're looking at your body, your heart is all fucked up. Your lungs are fucked up. Your brain is fucked up. Every piece of your fucking body is all fucked up. And then you think that just saying, I changed my perception, my body's going to get better. Doesn't work that way. What I'm trying to keep trying to see, you're not paying attention, JC. It's not about your perception. Your perception is only a part of the bigger problem. It's not just your perception. I keep telling you, you got to stop looking at everything as a whole. Look at it as parts. Look at parts. Let's say you, I'm just going to use the word 10. I mean, the number 10. They're not the word, the number 10. Perception, if we're looking at the game, perception out of 10 is probably 0.5. You still haven't even got to the 1. But you're in your mind, or your mind is making you think that your perception is a 10. And that's the level of thinking. I keep trying to tell you, your mind has a way to bring you back when you don't even realize. Let me check the phone lines real quick. Lines are open. If y'all got questions, I got you on the questions. Great questions. We'll continue. This governor you spoke of is a whole new attorney introducing us to have already introduced to us before. Well, yeah. Well, I remember I keep telling you, I only give you scribe. I give you your government. I've told you about your marketing team. I told you about your culinary school. I told you about your drug lab. I mean, there's so many more that you just don't know about. But I'm not going to give all that shit away, man. Come on, man. Jordan, you got to go back and listen. Let me see here. Thank you. Let me see. Let me keep going. Let me see. Well, I can't talk about that. BC says, let me get to you. Okay, BC, you said, so the beauty of the process is evolving and building your skills in every aspect of your life, but more than just, B. No girls. Girls have nothing to do with this. They've never had anything to do with this. Your mind makes you think they have something to do with this shit. They ain't got nothing to do with this shit. Do girls have anything to do with you learning math? Do girls have anything to learn with you learning social studies or science? Do girls have anything to do with that? No, Steve, it's math class. Of course. It's the same thing with game. Girls have nothing to do with it. It's just they're in that building and where you're learning the math, the English, the social studies, and science. They're just walking around in that building. But you're still, they're not math, they're not English, and they're not history. But they walk around the building, but they are not those things. So remember, this is very important, okay? It's very important to understand that, and that's why we're kind of breaking this down, okay? D, please stop fucking doing that. I don't want to kick you out, man. Fucking pay attention, dudes. Pay attention. There you go. You're doing it again, dog. Y'all see – okay, do y'all understand why y'all is hard for y'all to understand this and grow? I mean, it's right here. We're talking about something really deep, and where did it? And I love you. I love you, D. You're my boy. But come on, dog. Stay on point. Focus. That's where y'all not doing. There's no focus. Focus. Yeah. It's like a SimCity in your mind. You can say that. I can agree on that. I can agree on that. That's cool. But let me keep going. Okay. Let me keep going. See, the problem for you guys that worry, have conflicts in yourself and things like that, is that what it does is it creates chaos and confusion. And this is a chaos and a confusion that you're so used to that you're used to the noise of you're no good, and you're used to the noise of you can't get her, you're too short, you're too ugly, any of the judgments. You're just used to all that chaos. But the scary thing is, gentlemen, is what happens when the chaos goes away? What happens when there are no judgments? What happens when you stop giving a fuck? What happens when you start to have that conquering mentality? And that can be a very scary thing, because that means that it's kind of like, I'm a nerd, geek, and sci-fi guy. So it's kind of like Lord of the Rings. You remember when, Bilbo, and what's that motherfucker? It was Frodo and Bilbo. I think it was Frodo that did it. You remember they were leaving the Shire? And I think, was it Bilbo or Frodo? It was one of those motherfuckers. No, it was Gamgee. It was Gamgee, his friend little Gamgee. Sam Gamgee, I'm sorry. You remember Frodo and Sam were leaving the Shire, right? Frodo kept walking, right? Sam stopped, and Frodo looked at him and says, well, what's wrong? He said, once I take this next step, I've never gone this far past my house. And he stood there for a second, and he just thought about things that this next step is going to be a new experience because I've never gone past this point. Now, for all my guys who haven't seen Lord of the Rings, I know a lot of you guys out there never seen Lord of the Rings, but yes, Gary Pace, Sam White, yes, yeah. If you watch Lord of the Rings, y'all see that, like the very first one, you'll see when they start their adventure, as they're walking, Sam just stops. He just stops. He's like, this is the farthest I've ever gone. I've never gone this far before. And that step was a scary step, because that step was a step into the unknown. That step was a step into a place that he's never been before. Do you see what I'm saying? So sometimes when we get to that point, we want to take that step, but sometimes we do the worst thing and we look back and reminisce, wow, this is what it used to be like, and I used to enjoy this, and I used to. And yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Yes, that's what I'm saying. Exactly. But the hardest step will always be the first step, gentlemen. The hardest step. And it's not just actually taking the step. It's actually trusting yourself to take the step, gentlemen, to take the step. Because for a lot of you guys, the way your mind is working, or the warden, or your guards, remember, you're controlling all this. And it's weird to even understand you're doing this, but I'm not going to get too deep. But listen, it's really confusing for a lot of you guys that fear, or your warden, or whatever you want to name him, is the reason why you must really, if anything, if you really are trying to break free, let me show you a new player in the game. I talked to him out a little bit. I'll bring him in. You need this motherfucker right here. You need this motherfucker right here. You want to know why? The important thing about this motherfucker right here, your detective, is that he doesn't take things at face fucking value. He always investigates to find the truth, gentlemen. Man, I'm telling you, there's so many. We're getting deep here. See, your private investigator is not going to take the word of the warden or fear, anxiety, excuses, and all those guys that are holding you back. He's not going to do that. He's not going to take things at face value. He's going to investigate to see if those things that are being said are really truth. Guys, they don't talk. Guys, I keep telling y'all, they don't get this deep here. They don't get this deep here. Your private investigator, all you guys should have one. Well, you will have one, but once you have one, his number one job is to find the truth and keep peeling back the, as you know, scraping the pot until you reach the bottom type thing. He is trying to keep peeling back those layers of words that fear is saying, anxiety is saying. And then when he comes up with the answer, he will take it to you. He will go to your throne and he will tell you the truth. What fear told you is an absolutely lie. You are better and you can do this. He's just saying that. And it's like a Scooby-Doo thing. It's just, he gets to the truth, the core of the truth. He never takes anything that is said at face value. Anything that the group that you have created, your guys, your guards, your prison guards, your warden, the fear, the anxiety, the victim, all these things. Even now, wait, now, why is this important? Why is this guy very important? Because this guy is not gullible. He's not naive and he's not disillusioned. Just because someone says red pill doesn't mean we're going to run. Wait, hold on 1 second, sire. Let me investigate. Wait a second. No fap. Wait a second, sire. Let me investigate. High value man. Whoa, wait a second, sir. Let me investigate. Going your own way. Whoa, wait a second, sir. Let me investigate. Let me get to the bottom of the pot. So once I come up with the investigation and make sure that this is something that we either do or don't do, I will be able to tell you why. And I will be able to meet you at your marketing team to either go forward with this or throw this shit in the trash. Because he is not going to take anything at face value. He is one just with the scribe. Remember, I won't give all this away, but what I'm saying is that he is this, okay? He is it. Don't worry about JC. He's good. JC, no, leave JC alone. Let him ask his questions. He's good. You're good, JC. Don't worry about it, okay? Okay, all right, okay. Let me see. He's saying, all this thinking I did this morning led me to the conclusion, lay down your choices and make it this. Well, Richie, yes, but no. See, you laying down a decision on your level of thinking is only doing more harm to you on the level that you're on because you're not a student of the game. You're not the student yet. You're just a bird watcher. And it's okay. It's no knock on you. I'm just saying that when you guys try to solve it, you know, fuck the investigation. Solve it. Because not only does he do the investigation of things that are outside of you, you don't think him and your maintenance man go internally and make sure that you're functioning properly? I'm going to tell you about your maintenance man. See, there's so many. We'll talk more about it, but there's so many things that you need that you don't even know about that has one purpose. And that one purpose is serving you when you allow them to serve you. why do you think we keep telling you, or why do you think I am telling you all about the weave, you know, she's not sexy, because I tell you, I can see the weave, the makeup, the eyeline, and all that fake stuff. Because once you get this down, you're able to peel back the layers. Yeah, your maintenance man. Your maintenance man must make sure that all cylinders are functioning. Like, if you're looking at Star Trek, I'm old, but he's like Scotty. He's your engineer. He's got to your maintenance man slash engineer. He's got to make sure that you function. His job is that when something's not working, we got to fix this. When something is slacking, we got to bring this. We got to remember what I told you, D. When you go out that thing, it's either catch up or fall fucking behind. It's not gonna wait for you. But see, when you're in prison in the mind of your mindset, where you got is you want the world to bend its will for you. You want everything to stop and just turn around with you. Okay, all right. We can't just deny that it takes time at the level. Well, hey, but here's the great thing, Eric. The great thing is you can be better than me. I'm not the end all be all. I will never say I am. I just was lucky enough to start this at 9. But Eric, here's the beautiful thing, brother. I'm still stupid because I'm still learning. I'm still growing, and it's beautiful, brother. It's beautiful. So What you got to stop doing, you just did a judgment number 4 and 5 right now, because you act like you can't get here. You can get here. I've never said you can't. But when you place the judgment, this is why you can't, because you've already locked yourself in a prison cell by placing the judgment. But you're new here, Eric, but it's okay. I'm just trying to show you, if you're new here, and I got you covered. It's no knock on you, sir. Please don't think of it as disrespect. But we're trying to get you guys to think for yourselves. Don't worry about who the fuck I am, because let me tell you something. My mentor runs rings around my cake ass. Shit. I'll never catch that motherfucker until that motherfucker croak. I'll probably catch up to him, but dude. It never ends. You can be as much as you want to be when you want to be it, when you begin to work on you. So don't ever think you can't reach me, because I never said you can reach me. I never said you can't. Excuse me. You can't reach me. You can, okay? You said in the podcast that you won't get to your level. Exactly, and I meant that. You can't get to my level when you think about everything else but your own level. You're absolutely right. You'll never get there. You're right. Absolutely. Again, let me check the lines real quick. I keep trying to tell you guys that this is not as easy as it sounds. Y'all are trapped in a prison that you're so far on the surface, you'll never get there. You'll never reach it from the surface, 20. You'll never reach it from the surface. But you'll try, but you'll never reach it because you choose not to do it. What you and a lot of the guys do, you are comfortable being in your own prison, bird watching men being successful to themselves. And you just love watching. It's like a soap opera to a woman. You just love watching it. But instead of watching it, that watching should be inspiring you to either join us on the other side or just be in your prison all your life, man. Does one become a student of the game by booking it? Well, what do you think? You think this is the game? This ain't the game. So this isn't the game, dog. Remember, they always say the game is sold, not told, man. You just learning what the mindset of someone that has game is teaching you. But this is not game right here. And the reason why is because game is getting to your core. Game isn't me. I'm game to fuck up for me. But you don't even know you and why you function. So it's up to you how you want to do it. You don't have to do anything. I would tell you, don't do it. I'm fine. You do it if you want to or not. You know, it just is. But you just got to invest. It's crazy how y'all invest in college, shoes, clothes, and all that other shit, but you never invest in yourself. It's the craziest thing. It's really the most amazing thing in the world. Most amazing thing in the world. Guys, all right, so the lines are down. If y'all want to ask questions now, the lines are open. We're good for the next hour. We're going to still chop up some things for this hour. I told you we're going to do more solution in the third hour. So let me roll this down. So next hour, we're going to do more solution stuff. So we're going to talk more. Let me take that down. So we're going to talk more about solutions and stuff. I mean, we're talking about solutions now, but we'll get a little more in-depth and stuff. If y'all got questions, just go ahead and let me see. So basically, one will reach a level you can't believe you can. Yeah, it's really up to you. Listen. When you're below the surface, I can't tell you what you can't do, but when you're above the surface, I can damn sure tell you what you ain't going to do. I can tell you that easily, man. So we should start talking we should stop talking and dating. A girl just texted me this. Boss talk. Come on, man. Boss. You ready? Ready? Bye. Bye. There you go. D, you're right. You're right. We should stop talking and dating. You're right. I agree. Bye. Bye. And if you ever change your mind, get back at me. Bye. Boss talk. Y'all complicate this shit more than what it actually is, man. Good job, D. Y'all complicate this more than what it is. Fuck what she say. Never listen. See, the problem is this is where you come weak at. You're letting her tell you what to do. You're letting her run you. And you're not even in a man position. And that's why she's saying what she's saying, because you're on some soft ass shit. And her saying that, you should have already said goodbye. But because you're in the bitch position, you're acting in your fucking feelings to a woman that doesn't even fucking respect you. Shame on you, man. Jesus Christ, man. God damn. I really want to go deeper in service. Well, hey, just get some coaching. We'll start there. Just get some coaching. We'll start there. Because the only way I can find out where you're at is to talk to you. We got to set up some shit. It's up to you if you want to do that. So by there's no level, do you mean that since we're all different on full that our full potential would be from each other? Well, yes, but that's below the surface, not above. Above, you're like everybody else, but your mind thinks you're different. You're just like your mannerisms and your thinking are the same. Everybody above the surface is scared, fear, anxiety, excuses, victim, blame, poor me. They're all in theater number one. They're all in theater number one. Once you get below the surface, you're going to be like, fuck them motherfuckers. You give a fuck about them. And that's when the game, life, and time are going to be like, okay, he gets it now. Because guess what? We don't give a fuck about him either. And we're going to just keep pushing forward. So you'll see it when you see it, but you don't see it right now. But right now, to answer your question is yes, when you go below the surface. But right now, you can't see that right now because of the jail that you're in right now. You're in a prison right now. So you can't see that, okay? No. Why? Okay. Take care is what you tell somebody when you're letting them go because that it's time to release her back into the water and find someone else. You say take care when you realize your time is being wasted. But what I keep telling you, you got to say bye. Don't say take care because you're in the woman position. You're in a woman position right now. She's telling you all this. She's telling you what to do. And you just sitting there taking it like a punching bag. You don't tell her take care. You tell her bye. Well, here's the problem. You got to be more specific what you're saying. By different, I mean unique. Well, even on the surface, you are unique based off your fingerprint. That's what we always teach you. You are different based off your fingerprint. You just have the same behaviors. You have a sheep mentality. You think the same things. Even though y'all are all different, you still think as a one collective, worshiping women, scared to talk to them, fear, excuses. So you are one, even though, yes, you are different, but you don't believe. See, the problem is you don't believe that you're different. You think just because you got some other motherfuckers got balls and shit that they like you. So that's why y'all always ask about other men. See how that works? Y'all, well, what, like earlier today, what about Kanye? Or what happens if a guy does this and a guy does that? See, you got to understand the mentality. The mentality is a one collective whole of a group of people. But below the surface, you are a lone motherfucking wolf. A lone wolf, my brother. A lone wolf. Yeah, don't say take care, man. Do not say take care. Say bye. Just say goodbye. Go gone. What is the best way to handle a woman saying she has a boyfriend? The same way you handle somebody telling you. See, Jack, the problem is that you're too worried about her saying she has a boyfriend. You're already sabotaging yourself versus tell yourself what you're going to do. Why don't you tell me what you're going to do if she tells you she has a boyfriend? If you want to learn about your bid, get some coaching, and I'll show you how to create your bid. But why don't you tell me? Why don't you tell me what your best way is? Because if you don't need to ask me, you know, I keep trying to tell you, you don't need to ask me. Now, if you're a student of mine, you would understand the bid and all that stuff, but you don't need to ask me. I mean, how are you going to do it? You tell me. How do I stay consistent? You can't. See, you can't. Okay. You're not evolving. You're not. That's what. Here's what I keep trying to tell you. Your mind makes you think you're doing something that you're not doing by the way you're actually thinking and what's coming out of your mouth. You're not evolving because you're not consistently being consistent. Because you're locked up in your own prison, brother. That's what I'm trying to tell you, man. I'm trying to tell you, brother, that the reason why you're not evolving is because you're actually asking a question about evolving. That's what your mind. That's what you understand. How your mind. I'm telling you. That's why I keep telling you. Stop trying to fight them. Y'all are too busy trying to fight that motherfucker and make him change. He ain't changing. He is not going to change, and he's going to do everything he can to bring you back home or open up the gate and let you come back in. Let's keep going. Let me see here. C-Dog asked another question. Seems like the game is like living a living document, meaning that it requires discipline of your – Well, you're kind of, but it's getting old. Remember that 6981, that is one piece of it, okay? Remember, you're looking, okay, this is why I always, now you're new, okay? So this is why I always tell you guys, party, I don't like giving it away, but this is an example. This is why I always tell you guys to get your puzzle pieces and go home and start making your puzzle, you know, dump the puzzle out, throw the box away. Because the puzzle doesn't come in as a whole, and that's what your expectation is. You expect to open up your puzzle box, dump that shit on the ground or on the table, and automatically it magically makes a puzzle. No. It's pieces, subsystem pieces that must come together that is going to form something bigger. But you must find the piece that connects to the right piece. You just don't throw that in there. So what you're asking is one thing, and that's right, but you're talking more about your scribe. That's just one person. That's not you. You are several things, your government, your marketing team. So your document meaning, yes, that's one part. I agree with you, but that's not the whole. It's only one part. Because that's how deep game is. It's only one part. What kind of questions one expect from Richie, I would tell you, and I'm being honest with you. See, most guys would say, hey, you know what? Get my coaching. I'm going to tell you not to do it because you're not ready. You're not ready. Yeah, and you're not ready. I would tell you don't do it. Don't do it. Don't waste your time because you'll be just wasting your money because you're not ready yet. You're not ready. You're not ready. You're just not ready. Because what you're saying is you want me to have to prove myself to you? Are you fucking serious? That's like me stopping the game and saying, hey, game, the game, what do I get out of following you? You think the game, you're like, oh, well, hold on one second. hold on, everybody. Let me pull the brake. Oh, hold on. Give me a second, guys. Let me stop what I've been doing for centuries. Let me just stop and sit down and explain myself to this motherfucker right here. If you feel that I got to explain myself to you, then you are absolutely unequivocally not ready. So don't do it. And I'm serious. I see that, guys? Y'all think that I'm going to be welcome you in? Don't do it. You're not ready. You're not ready, dog. You're just not ready. Because what you have just done is placed another judgment. And you don't even realize it. You expect me to tell. If what I've been saying to you is not enough, then this is not the place for you. If what I've been saying to you since you've been listening to me is not enough for you to get it, then what I would tell you is to exit this building and find somebody else. Go across the street. Find somebody else. Okay, go across the street. No, listen, you're not asking a question. You're placing a judgment. Expect me to explain myself to you? Do you actually think that I'm going to take a moment and explain myself to you? Wrong place, brother. No. You were placing a judgment and you don't realize it. That's what I'm trying to teach you. Don't fight it. Accept it. You want me to explain me to you? Man, that shit ain't happening in a million years, man. Never. And if you want me to explain myself, then I'm never going to do it. But I'm explaining this to you. You're not ready. Don't do it. If you want to do it, do it. It's your call. But I'm telling you, you're wasting your time. Because if you think, that's why I was telling you, this is why they made Karate Kid with Miyagi and not Sato. Because if Daniel would have said that shit to Sato, he would be a kid getting bullied all his life. But Miyagi, though, that teaches y'all how to care and all that other stuff. Nah, Sato wouldn't do that, man. Mm-mm. Not doing that, man. Come on, man. You can't ask that question. That's bad. That's a bad question. That's a bad question to ask, man. That shows a lot that you're questioning what I'm doing here. And that's like spitting in my face, brother. It's not good. You're not ready. Matter of fact, I don't even know if you should be in this room. How do I get better at structuring my day and not spending myself too thin? Well, 13, by structuring your day. This is not complicated. The complication comes in is that after you structure your day, there's nothing behind it to motivate you to go forth and continue doing what it is you want to do because of the prison in your mind. You think the thing is you want me to just say, oh, just do this and you'll structure your day. Nope, not going to happen that way. What I'm going to tell you is this is why you're losing because you're listen, instead of asking about how you structure your day, why don't you just do it? This is what's wrong with y'all service dwellers. All you want to do is be told what to do. But the one thing the warden and the gatekeepers don't want you to know is that you got power of thought when you actually try to use it. But most people don't understand that, man. Y'all just want everybody to hold your fucking hand, man, and tuck you in and give you warm milk and make sure everything's okay. I keep telling you, when you get outside those gates, you're on your fucking own. And nobody's going to pick you up. Nobody's going to wait for you. Nobody's going to hang around and say good luck. Nobody gives a fuck. And until you can accept that, you will always be that prisoner. You're so used and comfortable with being around all these other losers and shit that you just like being around these guys. It's like, it's just not fair. You're right, it's not fair. You're right, it's the woman's fault. I mean, that's all I'm telling you. When you get outside those gates, life, time, and game outside those gates are just moving. They ain't going to stop for anybody. Either you going to catch up, keep up, or you going to fall behind. And if you fall behind, you're going to get crushed. Okay? That's what I'm trying to tell you guys. This is why it's important to wake up. It's important to soak this up. But listen, gentlemen, I want to say, but like I told you guys, this is what I'm saying to you guys is, listen. This is why creating your universe
can change the balance, or excuse me, begin the change of balance, okay? See, just because fear is there doesn't mean it has to be in your life. Guys, it's just because a lion is somewhere out in this world, you've accepted that. When you go into the ocean, you accepted that there are box jellyfish and there are predators in that ocean. You have accepted that, and what have you done? You went into the water. Matter of fact, you guys get in your cars every day because you accept that there's other people driving around over fucking 50, 60 miles an hour in a one-ton type vehicle. You've accepted that. You have accepted. It's amazing how when you kind of see what you see, how amazing how you accept so many things out there. Because there's a lot of, look, there's poisonous snakes, poisonous spiders, poisonous frogs. There's poisonous animals out there. But you have accepted that it's there, but it's still not going to stop you from doing what it is you need to do. And that's what I'm trying to get you to see. You guys are too busy looking at the boogeyman and saying, well, I don't know if I should drive my car because what if someone else is driving their car and they run into me? Y'all don't even think that way. I'm saying that's how game works. Y'all don't even think that way. The only time you think that way is when it comes to whatever you worship, and you guys worship women, and that's where y'all are failing. Out of all the shit to worry about, motherfucker, y'all in the goddamn ocean. You understand how fast the predators in that fucking ocean are? And yet y'all in the ocean swimming and shit and surfing and all that other stuff, not even realizing what is underneath that damn water can move faster than you. You're in their domain. They can wipe you out, but you don't give a fuck. If you want to go to the beach, you're going to go to the beach. If you want to get in your car, you get in your car. Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying, man. And you're trying to solve astrophysics. You're trying to solve MC squared. You're trying to solve all these things, and it's your problem, man. You don't even believe that. Again, your mind has a great way of telling you shit and make you think that what you're saying is actually your truth. That's not your truth. That's not your truth. All right, let me show you why. Let me show you why it's not your truth. Let me see here. Let me show you why this ain't your truth. Let me see. Where the fuck are you at? Okay, here you go. This is why you ain't gonna make it, brother. You asking me how do I get better structure my day, right? But then you want to sit here and say this. Come on, man. Stop that shit, dog. You ain't ready for this, man. Just keep learning. But it's a great question and a great statement. But the problem is the statement, that's a winner statement. You're not a winner yet because you don't believe in yourself, man. Okay? This guy says, guys critical to this is fuck you money, build the moat, and not just the winner. Guys critical to this is fuck you money, build the moat. Wait, I'm trying to, I don't understand what he's saying. Let me help you, because I think I know what you're saying, but you're saying something that's terrible. This is terrible. Listen. Gentlemen, please understand when it comes to game, the one thing you cannot do, you can't buy your way into game, dog. No, it's cool. No, he's cool. No, I understand what he's saying, but no, I think I'm trying to help the young man out. You can have all the fuck you money you want, but when a woman sees that your pussy is tight as fuck, she's going to run game on you, run circles around you. You can have all the fuck you money you want, but it doesn't make you a man. Fuck you money is going to get you women that's going to walk all over your ass, man. No, I think he's clear on that, unless he's talking about get some... Hey, look, get your money up. I think this is probably a get your money up speech, but the young man, listen,
William, please make sure when you make statements, brother, make them where you are more clear, okay? Be more clear on your statements, okay, brother? KP, so accepting that the feeling is there, but still choosing to act. No, but KP, that no. Let me show you why. KP, do you understand? Wait. Hold on. Let me. All right, KP. Let me show you something. Peep game. That's how cold game is. Let me see. Let's see, and all right, you ready? Okay, let me, okay. All right, so let me read this to you, okay? This is a list of the most dangerous animals in the world. Lions, hippos, elephants, crocodiles, scorpions. You've got assassin bugs. You've got dogs because of rabies. You got snakes. Your humans fall into that. And you have mosquitoes, okay? So knowing what I just told you, JP, or excuse me, KP, knowing what I just told you, all right, do you actually, KP, accept that those things are out there, or do you not give a fuck? You don't even think about those things. When you walk out your door every morning, you don't say, holy shit, is there a hornet this size that's going to sting me? Oh, my God, is there a mosquito with Ebola that's going to fly and bite me or sting me? You don't think about that shit. You just go about your day. You just go about your day. And that's what I'm saying, man. You know there's danger out there, but you just go about your day. You just do whatever it is you want to do because you believe in it so much. You close off the world. You don't think about snakes or scorpions or fucking spiders or anything like that. You don't think about that shit. Because you're one with yourself. You focus on yourself. So it's not a thing of accepting. You're not, you've already accepted it. You know it's out there. It's out there. You've accepted it. And you said, so fucking what? I'm still going to go to work. There are cars out there and trucks and vehicles that can run into me at any moment in time. But I got to get my ass to work. You see what I'm saying, KP? That's how it works, brother. That's how it works, okay? That's how it works. So, if you, this is what I'm trying to tell you guys. Sometimes your mind is trying to come up with thought that can hold you back. But my question is why are you blindly believing the first thing your mind tells you? Why blindly believe somebody that's trying to fucking sabotage you at every turn possible? This is where that goddamn Sherlock Holmes motherfucker come in at. Because his job for the realm is to make sure he gets to the bottom of things. And he must make sure that everything that comes in your thing, he's going to keep going to layer, to layer, to layer, to layer, to layer. Until he gets to the bottom of it to see if it's even worth our time to do. Does that make any sense to y'all guys? I hope that does. Guys, we got about, 36 more minutes, guys. Y'all got any questions? Feel free to ask. This is the Man Mindset. I am the Dean. Class is in session. Be right back.
What up, though? It's your boy, Paige Kennedy. You already know what it is. And you're listening to themanmindset.com. Dating Help for Men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
What's up? This is T.O., and you're listening to themanmindset.com Dating Help for Men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
This is the Shark Damon John, and you're listening to themanmindset.com Dating Help for Men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
All right, guys, we are back. It's the Man Mindset. It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. Guys, I got a question. Go ahead, put a Q in there. We got you covered and everything like that. Chopping it up, trying to get everything right, trying to get you guys right while we are doing it. But as we said before, this is something that's very important that is rarely discussed. And it needs to be discussed. And the reason why it needs to be discussed is because a lot of you guys are failing. And you don't know why you're failing. I just read this bad piece of advice right here. Write it down all you want. Try to write it down. If you don't believe in that shit ain't gonna work. That's why it doesn't work for y'all, man. Oh, okay, here he goes. I'm sorry. He's completing everything. Yeah, that was a little cryptic. I just read what you say, dog. I can't read your mind. Basically, strive for financial freedom. You don't need to answer to anyone. No. But this is why I agree with you, but I wholeheartedly, as far as manhood and game, guys, this motherfucker, do not listen to that stupid shit. But William, on your surface dwelling level, I agree with you. I'm not gonna fight you because you're definitely not a student of the game. And the fact of what you're saying shows how bad you're gonna get your ass eaten the fuck up. Oh, you're food, dog. You're definitely food. But like I say, guys, I agree with what he's doing above the surface. Hey, think that silly ass way. Think that stupid shit. Go ahead. Think that stupid shit and think your money. Hey, your money can't text for you, William. Your money can't put no flavor in her eyes, William. Your money, if it buys loyalty, William, you got to keep paying it to keep it satisfied, William. But again, I agree with him. No, 6981, you wasn't trying to see. All right, I'm going to show you why you weren't helping him. Because on your level of thinking, you're trying to give him a quick fix to a serious problem by putting a Band-Aid over a dam, dude. That's what I keep trying to tell you. It's amazing how guys who are on the surface that don't have any motherfucking game think they can tell somebody what they can do for themselves. 6981. It works for you because it's cool. Don't be sorry. It's good. The reason it works for you is because it works for you. He's not you. Wait, let me get to William real quick. I mean, 6-9, let me get past this stupid shit. No, this is, listen. No, don't be sorry. Listen. Sea Dog, don't be sorry. But I just want you to understand something. It's not going to work for him because he's not you. Unless he, 13, has done everything you have done from conception to this point right here, then I would say absolutely. But he's not you, okay? He's not you. And because he's not you, he can't do what you're saying for him to do. Because you're trying to solve something through your lens and your perception. And if he does it, it's going to put him more into the jail. Because you can't even tell him the why behind that or break all that down, man. If you notice, what you did was you just gave him a simple answer. No kind of breakdowns to why. No structure. Listen, whenever you make that statement, you got to be able to tell people the why. You just can't say, oh, just do this and think that one thing's going to help. That one thing could do more damage because what you're asking him to do is shift his perspective of how he sees the world to yours, and that's why it doesn't work. That's why it doesn't work, okay? And it's a good try. Listen, there's no knock on you. I don't want to knock you. I'm just saying that you got to be careful about giving advice when the advice only works for you. It only works for you. All I'm doing, see here, I'm not trying to get you to think like me. I'm trying to get you to see the world for your own eyes and move as your own man, as an individual and not part of a collective, big guy. Okay. Not part of that. Okay. So that's, you know, all this is important that we're talking about, but it's really, for a lot of guys that don't really overstand knowing who they are. And that's where we're going. We'll talk more about this in 30 minutes. There's so much to unpack here. You know what you are. Again, I always keep telling you, we're living, and I'll give you three worlds we're living in. Remember, we're living in nature. We're living in weather. We're living in time, right? All those things are moving in one direction, right? We're going through those things, right? But you're also living in a state outside of yourself, but you're not looking at the one that you should be, the state inside of yourself, the inner state. See, a painter doesn't notice colors from the outside world. He notices the colors through here, and then he paints what he sees here and puts it on a canvas internally, right? Okay? But it's a connection with your thoughts and your behaviors and stuff, gentlemen. And all this matters because a lot of you guys are just not really, y'all are just, for many of you, you stop when you see a rock in the path and you make that rock a big-ass wall that you feel like you can't get over because of something that's happening in your life. Let me see if there's any questions. Jake says that. Okay, C-Spot Run. Just checking to see if there's any questions while I'm chopping this shit up. Okay, we're good. Guys, I got a question. Please put a Q&A as we're chopping this shit up. But guys, yeah, just put a question. I got you, man. What I'm saying to you guys that when you build your prison systems is because you don't have a belief in yourself. And the only reason that you keep running back to that belief is because you created the guards to protect you and protect that thought or make that thought truth. Your fear is the prison that you're in because you choose to keep that in there. You're locked in. You're locking yourself in. So every time you see a woman, you're not going past that point because you told them to tell you how to stop growing, to be scared of women and all this other stuff, or worry about what a woman says and all that stuff, man. But again, you can escape. But as I said before, what I'm trying to show you guys is I want you to look beyond who you see in the window. Not the motherfucker in the mirror, because you don't go there. But look beyond yourself. Look beyond the thought processes, but one can't look beyond oneself if one cannot create a compass to guide him. One cannot create oneself if one is not looking for a compass to guide him, and that's the biggest issue a lot of you guys have. You just don't know yourself. You kind of know yourself, but you don't know what's going on the inside and everything, okay? See, the man that breaks free is the man that knows his thoughts, how he moves, how he operates, his beliefs, okay? And you ready about this one? He finally wakes his ass up all the outside influences. And what are those things? Everything your mind is telling you to fucking follow that's sabotaging you right now. Outside influences, false prophets, guys that's teaching you how to be negative. Stay in your clothes, your cars, your money. Get your money up, and that's how you can do it. Man, y'all got to watch out for that shit, man. All that shit, man. All that shit is what's holding you back, holding you down. B asked a question. I feel like I have friends, and especially one that tries to come into my life and leeches off me and seems not to respect me. But you're not. No, B. B. You're not. B, I told you, man, being a man
is a beautiful thing, brother. It's a beautiful thing. Being a man is a beautiful thing, but it's only a few that can be these things. Everybody can't be a man, brother. Everybody can't. I wish we all could be, but the economy needs to keep rolling. Got to keep rolling. But anyway, but listen. I just think you're missing the mark on this, brother. You don't okay, let me tell you where you're lying, okay? You're not lying, but you're lying to yourself. This guy is not coming in leeching off of you, my friend. You are opening the door and saying, leech off of me. That's what you're saying. He's not leeching off of you. You're allowing him to leech off you. This is who you are. And you just haven't accepted this, that this is your place in the life where, because you choose not to learn who you are, you should get leeched on and get walked over and shit. I mean, he's leeching off of you. He doesn't respect you. And you actually have the nerve to say, how do I address this? This is sad. This is sad. Jeez. How do you not? This is even smaller than a kindergarten question. How the fuck can you? How do you not know what to do? You're too old to. Come on, man. I don't know, man. You gotta be fucking. What do they call that shit? What do they call that shit? Freelance. What are those guys that? What are those guys that come in here and disrupt? Oh, trolling. Yeah, he's got to be trolling, man, saying that shit. He can't mean what he's saying, dog. There's no way he means what he's saying. There's just no way he means what he's saying. I can't believe he means that, dog. There's no way. Come on, dude. You don't mean that shit. Well, I'm not saying he's trolling. I'm just saying I guess that you call that trolling, saying something like that. That's got to be a troll. There's no way. There's no way a person, not even a man, but even a surface dweller can do something about a leech. I don't know. It's amazing. 13. If you ask a question, just ask your question. Don't put a Q there, please. Any other questions, guys, that y'all have? Because I think what we laid on y'all was a lot of heavy shit. So what say you guys? Any other questions y'all have? That's interesting. Yeah, he's being a pushover. It's his own fault, man. That shit is fucking crazy to me. Wow. I know y'all surface dwellers got it bad, but shit. I feel bad, man. I'm like, Jesus. Oh, it's pretty tough. But, gentlemen, we'll go with one more last round of questions if y'all do. Let's see. I have problems in texting and communication. I get a girl, end up losing her because I don't text her back enough. Well, brother, it's okay. You don't text her back enough because you don't have anything worth mentioning or worth talking about. So that's why you don't talk to her, because your conversations become boring and you think that if I stay on, I'm a loser. I mean, I'm not saying loser. I'm saying you're going to lose her. Okay. I'm not calling you a loser. I'm saying that you're worried about losing the woman. Okay. Instead of the lose her, losing the woman. They kind of sounds the same and shit. So you just got to get out of that shit, man. You just got to wake up. You got to learn some game, though. Also, guys, I got to learn, man. Make sure y'all check the graveyard out. Always remember everybody in there thought they had tomorrow coming to them. Live every day like it is your last. That's the thing that we got to get y'all guys to start doing. Start working on yourselves. Start building yourselves up. And the more you work, the more you build, the more you're going to begin to win. But no one owes you anything. No one owes you anything. But hopefully you can take this little bit of information, because it's just a starting point. This is not the end. This is a starting point. and see why you're not growing the way you're growing. And until you start to trust yourself, until you start to see the why, because y'all don't see the why. You cannot see the why when you are a prisoner in your world. And then, okay, all you want to do, I want, and y'all really don't want. Shit, what the fuck is that? Wait, is that four? Yeah, four. Yes. Okay. Hold on a second, guys. Hold on one second, guys. Yeah, but gentlemen, listen. What I want to say to y'all guys, listen. The reason I do these shows is because I know that you guys can change. I know you can. I'm not saying all of you can, but I know you can. When you start to see what is and cannot think for a second on your level of thinking that you actually know what you're doing. Now, yeah, you might know what you're doing at your job and how you move your life, but when it comes to game, that motherfucker telling you have game, man, he is self-sabotaging you, okay? Just make sure. Yeah, and boy, Freelance, jeez, man. Oh, my God. It's just terrible. Hey, Freelance, I keep telling him, man, I'm the only one that tells him this. No change whatsoever. Man, guys, y'all should be preparing yourselves for tax time. Y'all should right now, for a lot of you guys right now, y'all should be looking through your catalog books. Well, no, that's kind of old. Hey, Freelance, I'm sorry. I'm thinking Sears catalog book. I'm sorry, Freelance. Y'all right now should be thinking about the new pair of shoes she's going to buy you with her tax money. The new flat screen TV or the new joy. I mean, y'all are not even doing this, man. Let me see here. Let me see if this is a... Okay, with chicks never use money as a tool. Got to be the crack. It just sucks to have fun. Wait, it just sucks to have fun. Then go to work at 7 a.m. the next day, for example. Well, it doesn't... Listen, it... Okay. Well, it doesn't... Okay, well, I don't... Well, I love what I do. I mean, I've been doing this for over 30 years. And if you follow, guys, yeah, I just told you, I got put up a new TikTok. I did, I think, 3 in the morning. I slept really like 45 minutes. I've been working and grinding and doing shit. So I only got like, I forced myself to lay down for 45 minutes and take a cake-ass nap. But that was even hard to do. So... it's not hard. It's beautiful when you are free. You just can't sleep when you're free. It's like that thought, I sleep when I'm dead. But I know some of you need your fucking beauty sleep and shit. I'm not saying don't sleep, but this is beautiful when you are just the world to yourself, man. But I don't understand. You're saying be a key on all. Well. I like what you're saying, and I don't want you to be a king at work. That's just being responsible. That's just you being responsible. But when you're saying it sucks to go to work at 7 a.m., that's part of life, young man. That's just life that you lead, and that's just how life goes, okay? So I don't want you guys to sit around and make excuses. Men don't make excuses, guys. We don't do that. We don't make excuses. We accept life and the game for what it is. We appreciate it and we love it. You know, we love it and we move on it, man. We love it and move on it. And I'm saying for you guys, listen. If you can create a jail and you can create a fucking guard and you can create a warden, has it ever dawned on you what else you can create? If you can create a structure to hold you back from who you are, what happens if you build a structure to make you move forward in life. You have the power to do both, gentlemen. And I never want to make you feel like you can't, but if you create something to hold you back, don't you think you create something to push you forward? But I can't force you to do that. You have got to see your value and worth and do it for yourself. That's the only way you're going to win. Y'all are great men. Last go round of questions. I got you. Because I don't want to make sure there are no dumb questions. There are no dumb questions. 14 minutes left, but we have nowhere to roll. We had last question. I got you. If y'all have any questions, it's okay. If you don't, that's fine. But opportunities come and go, and an opportunity could probably change a shift or something you don't know. Never know. You never know. But, gentlemen, get at me at themanmindset@gmail.com, themanmindset@gmail.com, themanmindset@gmail.com. Freelance. What time, freelance? Give me a time tonight, freelance. Give me a time, freelance. What time you want me to go ahead and drop something? 3:30, 4 o'clock, 4:43. Give me a time, freelance, and I'll drop it at that time, bro. Cause while everybody's sleeping and shit, I'm gonna be fucking grinding. So, or you know, just doing what I do when I do what I did. What I did to me, y'all don't need to know what I'm doing, but y'all just know I'm doing something. Yeah. 5:30? That's so late. Okay, you sure 5:30? Jeez, okay. All right, let's see. All right, I guess. Shit. I'll shoot some at 5:30, man. Johnny Be Dope, yes, absolutely. Just let me know. I'll show you. Yeah, we do that. Yeah. You buy like more, one or two, we always give you a discount and stuff like that, yes. Oh, we used to have birthday package in August and used to do it in December and stuff. Thank you, 451. Well, Eric, whoa, one thing at a time, brother. One thing at a time, my brother. I understand for that. Brother, just one step at a time. If you want coaching, get coaching, okay? Johnny, I understand that. But, Johnny, you're doing it wrong. I appreciate you, Johnny, but you're doing it wrong, man. Again, this is why I say talk to me, man. We got to set you with a proper instruction based off of where you at. And if you're just grabbing things, I mean, if you want to do it, do it. I would suggest you don't do it and do things the right way. That's why I always like to talk to you guys so we can talk one-on-one so I can see the structure and see how you think. So then I can go ahead and let you know your pathway. But, yeah, I mean, if you want to grab, but I highly recommend it. It's just best to see where you're at because, see, the thing is what's good about all you guys, y'all are not the same. Some may lack fear. Some may lack confidence. Two totally different thoughts, but it's different. Some may lack approaching. Some may lack a belief in themselves. So everybody's a little bit different. Any tips on how to get overexcited halfway through my bid and stay on my playbook? No, I would say you don't do it. I tell you, don't do it. As a matter of fact, I tell you, don't even do your bid. Mm-mm. I keep trying to tell you, man. When you really in the game, man, the excitement is the thrill of the hunt, brother. That's the thrill of knowing that she has never met me before. How can you? Just don't do it. I would tell you, don't do it because you're just not ready, brother. You're just not ready. All right, let me show you, Jack, real quick. When you order food, do you get overexcited or do you just order whatever you want? When you go to Taco Bell or McDonald's, don't you just order whatever you want? You don't get overexcited. You know, give me two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, on a sesame seed bun, number one, right? You know, that's the thing I want to do, but you just ask for what you want. You don't get overexcited because you've been there before. Right. You just order. Right. So what's the difference? It's the same thing. You're just giving her your resume. Your bid is what I teach guys. We don't approach women over here. That's what we create something for every guy when they get it. When they want to coach and they want to create their own bid, we create them and craft them a bid for themselves that they use on every woman. You never have to change your bid once you learn your bid, or we structure you one that suits your good qualities versus other things and stuff. So it's just something to think about. But anyway, guys, y'all need to get at me at themanmindset@gmail.com, themanmindset@gmail.com. Guys, I appreciate you guys out there, guys. Always remember, at the end of the day, if you get a chance, gentlemen, if y'all can, go ahead and like, subscribe, hit that notification button, man. We appreciate all that y'all do, man. Everything we do for you, Toyota. Y'all are good men, man. I appreciate all you guys. Let me see. So Saturday I'm doing Batman. So no show Saturday. If I do one, I might try to do one early Saturday, but I doubt it. Got to rest my voice. Sunday we have the Real Game No Theory. Sunday night. Shit. Yeah, I got to think about some shit. I got to talk to my dogs and shit. No, I'm not going to do a Batman review. Yeah, I just watched the show. I don't want to give it all away. But, yeah, so I will trying to think I'm going to do that shit. Yeah, I'll try to be there for a little while and stuff like that, man. But, hey, guys, man, y'all got to step up. I got to figure some things out. I've got to do some things. But anyway, hey, man, it's the Man Mindset, guys. Y'all need to get at me at themanmindset@gmail.com, themanmindset@gmail.com, themanmindset@gmail.com. So I will probably see you Sunday, if not Sunday, maybe Sunday night, but definitely with Monday with E. So, guys, y'all need me, get at me. Yeah, out.
Just like that, Man Mindset. Man Mindset. Just like that, Man Mindset. Have a good night, the show is over. Take notes and use what the dean has told you. Now with dating, your game is colder. No hesitation when you approach her. Gotta level up, gotta keep on rising. Till you the best, got the touch like Midas. Now you got style, you got all the women flocking. So many options, now you got it popping. Thank you for tuning in. Hey, just like that, Man Mindset. Gotta come back again. Hey, just like that, Man Mindset. Email themanmindset@gmail.com. Like, subscribe, and share. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.